Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. 43 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Rain. 40 degrees.
KF8DRC from W8FU.
In the Mobile, beep beep.
Yes, sir. I'm going to the Orcas to pick up KC8TJO. He's going to come with me, and we are going to the affectionately called Breakfast Club. And I got to do a real quick throw a cold plug in his radio. And then we got to figure out what we're going to do the rest of the day, because something happened to Marion's mother. All of a sudden she went cuckoo, to use a real bad word, but it was like she went from 100% cognitive there to somebody with some sort of dementia or Alzheimer's or something like that, literally overnight, and they can't figure out why.
Well, that's not cool. Hopefully you get it figured out. I don't even know what else to say on that.
Yeah, that's not good. So it's weird, and, you know, for the rest of us, it makes us kind of nervous, too. Like, you know, how do you go from 100% there and knowing everything that's going on and, you know, blah, 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 to... So... I don't know. They ran the big tests, and everything is negative. So they're trying to figure out what's what. They're hoping it's just a blood chemistry type thing, and you know those things they can usually address. So that's where they're at now. But, you know, no stroke, no brain bleeds, no blockages, no nothing, like, obvious. So, but anyways, hopefully, and she's at a good place. She's at Trey Beaumont. And they got lots of top-notch people there, so I'm sure that they'll get to the bottom of it.
So, did she get angry or confused, or did she just did it resemble like a stroke? What was the? I'll tell you why I'm asking. Andrea's sodium level got really low once, twice actually. It's happened, and I thought weird. She was having a stroke. Her speech was slurred, and she was disoriented and everything. And we took her in, and they said her sodium level was low. And they admitted her immediately, because I guess it's really dangerous. And you know, when they got it back up, she snapped right back. But I'll tell you what, that was weird. I mean, it was just like that. She was just out of it. And that was just from her sodium being low. If she's older, if you're, you know, Andrea sometimes doesn't eat, you know, well, and that can lead to it. You know, and if her mother is, you know, a troublesome eater, as they usually are at that age, you know, that there's how it could happen, right?
Yeah, and the only thing that's elevated is the calcium level, and that's pretty high. So, hey Tom, I'm here if you're listening. So that's the only thing that's really sticking out right now. So they're trying to lower that. But yeah, you know, like, she thinks the dogs are with her, and they think she called us one night, and they think that they moved her to a different hospital, and the doctor comes in, and she thinks she's home, and she offers the doctor a beer, and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, well, that sounds perfectly fine.
Yeah, I thought, you know, like, where are they going to get the beer from? So, you know, so, I'm optimistic, you know, like you had said there. Hold on here, I got to go close my tailgate. Be right back.
Hey, E4, is he like you?
Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Sean, I believe it is. Yeah, I just looked, and I was low on sodium one time and didn't get into a great distress, but felt pretty lousy and realized I needed some sodium. I don't cut out a lot of it, but people always worry about processed food, which is a good idea, but some people have too little sodium. They don't realize you need about 1,500 milligrams per day, but no more than 2,300.
Yeah, the two times Andrea's went really low, it was frightening. I mean, we really thought, yeah, there was definitely something wrong. She was out of it. It looked like she was having a stroke, is what it looked like. And you know, they treated, you know, when you got to the ER, that was the first thing they did. They started treating her as such, but they found out very quickly it was sodium. So it can really, really have an effect on your mental state and everything. And very dangerous bringing it back up. They have to be very careful. But you work in the medical profession. I'm sure you know.
W-A-R-C-Y.
Yep, go ahead. R-C-Y, K-E-4-Z-Y-Q.
Just saying good morning. I found out how to turn this radio on, so I turned it on and just shouted out my call sign, and I heard Sean and so on and so forth, and he sounds like he's more agile than I am. That's all.
Yeah, I got up a little bit ago. I needed the hose off this morning, and what time is it? 7:45. I'll probably be your way kind of after, quarter after at the latest. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I was going to make my way downstairs in about 10 minutes anyway, because I usually come downstairs about 8 o'clock. So, but I heard the radio, and I heard your voice, and I heard you guys talking about sodium levels, and I heard you mention the misses, and I just, you know, hope everything's okay, but it sounds like it.
Forgive me for jumping in here, because there's several of us out here, but just to recap, no, Wally's having an issue with Marianne's mother. There's something going on, and I just suggested sodium because my wife had that some time ago. She hasn't. It's been quite a while, and it was quite dramatic. And then Joe just chimed in that he had low sodium at some point. So, no, everybody currently on is fine. There's something Wally's mother-in-law is going through something. We don't know what, but that's the long and short of it. Joe?
At KE4ZYQ in the group, good morning to all. Yeah, I'm what's called hypoglycemic. I'm not diabetic, thank God. I don't envy people that have that problem. Have to keep track of that, but I'm hypoglycemic, so if I don't have something sweet once in a while, I feel kind of sickly. I don't have to eat junk or candy all the time or anything, but if I eat something like an oatmeal raisin cookie with some sweetness in there, sugar or whatever once in a while, and I do fine, but I don't have to worry about it or plan anything or have certain things if each hour or several hours a day or anything, but don't envy people who've got some constant issues they've got to take care of through insulin or otherwise. I didn't get the name of the other gentleman, but over to you.
Let's see if it's me or if it's Don.
You go, Wally. We cut you out.
Don.
And then pass it over to Donald.
Don. Tom's with me, KC8KGO. We are carpooling. We are doing the thing that makes financial sense to go to the breakfast club for all of us northeastern type people, a part of the county that everybody forgets. So, yeah, we're heading that way. Yeah, I'm hoping what Sean said, you know, like, you know, that sudden onset of just, you know, advanced, you know, deterioration. You know, I'm hoping it's something medical, you know, not neurological, so that they can go ahead and fix it. Because she, like I said, she's kind of like my mom, you know. You could tell her something, and my mom's in her mid-80s, and I'm telling you what, I hope my brain works like that when I get that age, because it is just absolutely fantastic. You can talk to her about anything, and 6 months from now, she'll remember all of it. So it's all worked out really, really well. So, best, and usually when it's something like that quick and none of the biggies are there, you know, then I told Marion, you know, let's be optimistic. So we shall see. But other than that, I am by the Site 19, and I'll give you a status report on that next go around. So, Mr. Sean, and we are driving through a snowstorm, believe it or not. Your turn.
Wow. Not down here, but I hear there's going to be rain, so it could be snow, I guess. That's weird because it's in the 40s. Very odd. Anyhow, Donald, go ahead. Pass the joke.
Good morning, Joe, Wally, and Tom. Yeah, I kind of turned on the radio in the middle of the conversation, and I just found it odd to be hearing Sean on the radio at this time, and so on and so forth. So, okay, so I'm all caught up on the speed on that. But, looking forward to breakfast. I'll probably be the last to order because I haven't been there since January. You guys might have to retrain me again on how to order. But other than that, though, really nothing new here. I just turned on the radio and I heard some traffic I was a little bit concerned about, and jumped in probably at the wrong time. So I'll see everybody within the next half hour, 45 minutes, and look forward to meeting Tom. We can figure out each other's character from there. All right, over to Sean, I believe. Oh, Joe, I'm sorry. Joe, it's your turn.
Good morning from KG4CYQ to Tom, Wally, and Donald, and of course Sean. Yeah, I have an aunt I just talked to yesterday. I talked to her once or twice a month. She lives in her own house near Grand Rapids, Michigan, and she's 96 years old. She's living by herself, but her daughters all come and stay with her at times, and my cousins, and one of them lives just a couple miles away from her and is in constant contact through the phone or whatever. So I told them they could put up a camera in one of the rooms or a couple of rooms that are non, you know, threatening and have an eye on her at times, but she's doing fairly good walking around with a walker. But 96 years old, wow. You guys have a good breakfast and a good rest of the day and weekend and days to come. And tell everybody, if you got an inkling to, tell everybody at the breakfast, K4CYQ, Joe, Clinton Township says hello. And I hope it goes over to Wally or Tom. Take it, Wally.
Well, Tom don't have a radio. Here, I'll give him one. MPKBP. Here, Tom. KCQQ, good morning, everybody. This is the first, so I'm a newbie. You guys are going to have to train me on how this whole thing goes.
You push the little button on the side and you speak into the front of it. Oh, you don't mean that.
Yeah, I was on the... Wally hit a button or something, or I hit a button. Oh, the new rules are that you buy, Sean. I have to buy?
Yeah.
Why do I have to buy? Okay, I'll buy. Over to you, Sean, KJO.
Oh, no. A lot of people show up to this. So today's going to be a big one. So, all right, I am going to jump out of here though. I got a few things I got to do to get ready, and then I got to go pick up Donald. So, I want to get the last few things knocked out here. So, you guys travel safe. Joe, catch you later, and Donald, we'll see you about 8:10, 8:15, somewhere in that little window there. For now. W8FU.
KE4CYQ. One last thought, guys. I've got to interject. When you say somebody's turned to buy, tell them all you can eat for 50 cents or a dollar. There you go. Have fun. And on a dollar. I don't know if you can buy much for a dollar. Maybe a drink? I don't know. That costs $2. KE4CYQ, 73 doll.
You guys
in a bit, KCKJO. I'll get you a couple of Sunda packets. W8FU.
Somehow I ended up on the wrong frequency. Sorry about that. W8RCY.
Where did you go?
Somehow I got over to Troy on the GMRS side. I can't figure out what button I had to do that. But it jumped, because this is a dual watch radio, or dual receive, and it jumped over to the other side somehow. So I don't know how I did that. But anyhow, I'm back to where I'm supposed to be. W-E-R-C-Y.
C-Y-K-E-4-C-Y-Q.
Somebody calling me, W-E-R-C-Y?
Donald, this is KE4ZYQ, Joe and Clinton Township. I was going to say, we might have to do a check on you to make sure you're okay there, getting off frequency. We might have to do the Three Stooges check, where Moe tells Curly, he says, you're not here. He says, how's that? He says, well, are you in New York? He says, no. Are you in California? No. If you're not in New York, California, you must be somewhere else. If you're somewhere else, you can't be here. There you go.
Okay, I've been told there are times that there's no hope for me, but comparing me to the Three Stooges, that's pushing it. But I got a good laugh out of it. Thank you, sir.
Humor can be funny, but if it's bad jokes or dumb one-liners, some of that stuff sticks with you for the rest of your life. I grew up as a young kid watching those shows. I can't believe it now, but yeah, I watched them. I'll admit it. But somebody once said, a comedian said, there's two ways you know you're getting old. One's you lose your memory, and I can't remember the other one.
Well, from the Three Stooges era, there was also the Little Rascals, and I think maybe there might be one or two members still alive from that old black and white TV show with the kids. So, yeah. And I'm in my upper 60s, 68. And, I remember a lot of those old TV shows, especially the ones that were very comedic, like the Three Stooges, the Little Rascals, a couple other ones. So, all right, well, like I said, you have a great day. We're just going to be sitting here Just chill, catch up with everybody at breakfast. Joe, you have a great day.
Donald, oh yeah, I remember the Little Rascals. I just don't know if you ever watched the one show real quick. Ask you one quick question, let you go. There was another show that was kind of odd and in its own avenue or own lane, and that was the Bowery Boys. The Bowery Boys with Satch. I don't know if you ever saw that at all.
Yes, I remember that show as well, but I don't remember it like a daily show. It was more like, I don't want to say a sitcom, but I just remember the Three Stooges being on every day, the Rascals were on every day, and the Bowery Boys were on about once every week or so, or twice a week, something like that, from my memory. But yeah, those were the days for sure. W-8-R-T-Y.
Good morning. Zero.
You're correct on that. Well, you take care, Donald. Thanks for talking for a little bit. Have a good breakfast with the guys. As the weather gets better, I hope to do it one day soon. First time ever. So, 73 from KE4 is ZYQ.
KFAD. R.C. KFADRC from W8FU.
KFADRC. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jax. Welcome to amateur radio. You've got tons to explore. It's going to be a lot of fun. Just wanted to say good morning, and we'll see you soon.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy, really. I'm very happy because I waited so long, number one, and really I enjoy it. And I didn't know that, you know, there was no email came in from FCC at all. So, all right, we'll talk later. WIG, but I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're gonna notice that right off the bat. So it's going to take some time. Sometimes you'll have to look and you'll say, where am I? And make sure you give the right one. All right, KF8DRC. Jack, good hearing you. From W8FU.
Thank you, WF8FU.
Hey, close enough. Remember, Jack, you only got to remember yours. You don't got to remember anybody else's. Right off the bat. You'll have plenty of time for that. W8FU.
Hey, Jack, I'll make it easy. It's Wally. Good morning and congratulations.
Congratulations, Jack, from Stephen, Florida, N8NM.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. You guys have a good day.
Good morning, Jack. Grud here, KEAVSI. Welcome to the club.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you very much, sir. You take care and have a good day. KFADRC.
Wow. Are you there, Jack? Or are you at the restaurant ready?
WRT already. Okay. All right, did I hear what? DRC, Detroit Race Course?
There you go, that's one. Don't really care. Detroit Race Course. I don't know. We got to think of something, but anyhow.
Let's see, double radio controller. I don't know. Who knows? All right. Be there in about 1 minute.
Where you at, Tip? Are you off already blazing the airwaves? Probably over on Hazel Park causing hell there.
Anyways, ABAP here. See you, Mom.
All right, we're in the lot.
We'll wait for you to get here. W8FU.
Good morning, 0900 hours, mostly cloudy, 32 degrees.
Rock City, this is KF8S.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees.
KF8S Mobile.
KG8TFM. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm off to get my Tim Horton. You hear Jack Cass? Talked to him yet?
No, I haven't talked to him yet. When I went to Big Apple Bagel to get some breakfast for me and the boys, I was hoping I'd catch him out there, but yeah, I didn't yet. So nope, haven't talked to him yet.
Yep, you got a pretty good call. KF8 Detroit Rock City, or doesn't really care, whichever you want to use.
That's cool. You got everything straightened out. Have it all tucked away now. That's pretty cool. All right. Another one joins the community. That's cool. Yeah, happy for him. That's now GMRS is going to be dead.
Yeah, time to retire the repeaters. But no, I don't know. But I mean, it's there as a service for people that need it or want to use it, but yeah, once it's a hobby, you got to come over here.
Yep, that is true. Yeah, so the I was going to ask you something. Oh yeah, did you flash that update on the 500 yet? I'm just kind of curious to hear some feedback before I make the upgrade?
No, I haven't done it yet. Just one of those things, I haven't gotten around to it. But I saw somebody post it, and I go, oh. You know, there's not really a good way for them to announce it, but supposedly they changed the way the PM programming works, so I was a little bit reluctant on that. I don't know if I'm going to like that way or want to keep the other way.
Oh, that's basically where I am, too. I'm worried I'm not going to like it since I already know how to use everything the way I have it.
Yeah, I'll see if I can go back on that forum and see if anybody's been complaining about it. But, I mean, I think it's probably a good thing. It's got a bunch of quality of life improvements. But, yeah, the PMG mode, I think the way it's going to work when you flash it is that the first one that has activity shows top, and then any second one shows up on the bottom, but you can't, like, leave it on one that you always want to monitor, you know, like, that one's a priority. So unless I misread the settings, I think there may be a setting for that, but I don't know if I like that, because what happens if I got two that are busy that I don't want to listen to? You know, I want one to be a priority.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what they did with the memory banking. So I think before I make the upgrade, I'm going to read through that description again and then really understand how the radio currently works. That way I can, you know, make sure that I'm looking at it, you know, exactly what the change is when I make the update. I'm going to try and do it today, though. I'm going to, as soon as I get back from hockey tonight, I'm going to try to get that flashed and updated.
I'll let you be the first one. I'm about to go on a trip, so I don't want to mess with things. So, be right back. I got to go through the drive-thru.
Sounds good. Can you
eat? All right, I'm back. KF8S.
And I'm doing some FT8 here, and the bands suck today. They're, like, quiet. It's like everybody's sleeping. The only band that surprisingly is working well at this time is 40 meters.
Yeah, I've noticed that the bands, like, the last couple weeks haven't been too great. So, But I did get all my stuff that I ordered. I got that amp and the tuner. I got to put some power poles on it. Not sure I'm going to get around to it today. I might try and to test that out. But did you ever figure out do you have a Zygu amp? Or you were thinking about buying a Zygu amp? Because that was the question was the other day.
Yeah, I'm on the fence of what I want to do here. I haven't quite made up my mind one way or the other. Because I like using the 705 at the house. But you have at least 100 watts of power, so I'm kind of like hemming and hawing what to do. Because I don't like dragging the 710 out of the case back and forth all the time. I like to have it ready to go in the car. So I'm kind of working through it. And I'm using my IC718, but I don't really care for this radio. I like to have the waterfall and so forth. So, I don't know. I'm still on the fence of what to do.
Yeah, it's a good amp. The problem is you got to buy that cable that goes to 705, and there's this guy that on eBay that sells like I forgot what the term was, but it's supposed to protect you from RF coming back or, you know, voltage spike or whatever. But he sells it for like $99, so you're buying the amp, and then you gotta buy this cable for $99. You're like at $600 and some odd just to get your 705 up to 100 watts. And It's like, you can almost buy another 710. But if you can find it, there's this amp called the something Italy. That one's supposed to be a really good amp. I don't know if that one has a tuner built into it, though. But it's really compact.
Yeah, after I look at the price of everything, it's like the, you can get the IC7300 for $999, and it's like, okay, there I go, I got the 100 watts, and I got basically a 705, and just use that as the base radio. You know, that's the problem when you start adding up the amp, the accessories, the cables, or the tuners. It's like, I'm at $1,000. There's like no way around it.
You could also go the Captain Don Larry route where they bought that Hermes 2 Lite, but then you still need an amp. I think you just, what you want to use the 705 though, so yeah. I mean, you could go my route and it's like a $200-some-odd investment. I bought a, if you've got a tuner already, then you don't need the tuner part, but if you just want like a 50 watt amp, if you're willing to go down to 50 watts as your max, I bought this amp off of eBay, PA50 Plus, or I have not tried it yet, but it is auto-sensing, so you don't need a cable necessarily. You know, you just trigger it by whatever power you bring from the radio, and it senses the band and all that. Unfortunately, it does not do 6 meter, so if you're looking for 6 meter, it doesn't do that, and it only does half of 10 meters, up to 28,500 or whatever. So it's probably just good for, like, my plan is to use it for, kind of like doing, like, 20-watt FT8 or whatever at the park, and if I do photo, I'll put the 50-watt, but, you can go that route as well. My goodness, this is, like, the third time I've seen a Tesla. They're, like, everywhere.
Yeah, I'm shocked how many Teslas there are in Metro Detroit. It's actually quite a few. Cybertrucks, too. I see those, like, all the time. Like, just as much as I feel like as much as I see Dodge Rams. But, yeah, I don't know. I got to make up my mind here, you know, what I want to do. I want something to kind of make, like, the base setup permanent. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's not a super big priority, but... Yeah, I'm at least looking. I gotta figure something out. Yeah, I'm looking at that amp. It looks pretty good actually. It's not that big, but yeah, I don't have a tuner, so that's kind of a problem. The only tuner I have is the iPhone tuner, and that's a 10 watt max. So that's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, there's a little portable 100 watt tuner. I think I paid. It was $70 for that one. And I'm trying to remember what it was called. And you'll see them kind of sold together. That one's an actually good tuner as well. But the one I got it off of Amazon. And it's not battery powered. It's, you got to plug in, they give you like a 12 volt lead for it. And they gave you like a little USB-C thing if you want to convert it. So you could use a USB-C and then, but I figure, you know, if I'm using the tuner, I'm probably on bringing a battery with me. I'm just going to wire up some power poles. I'm actually just thinking of kind of wiring it in with the amp's power thing because they give you a really thin wire with it. So I think I'm just going to go that route. But, imagine that tuner or that power amp, you know, that 50 watt, and then stack the tuner on top of it. It's about the same form factor. It's much lighter than the Zygu amp that way. The thing with the Zygu amp is it's exactly what you want, but it's like as heavy and as big as a radio, as like a almost like a. If you were to bring a 710 out and stuff like that. But you're using it at your desk, so, that's not a big deal for you.
Yeah, I wish they would make it easy for me and just make something cool that I have to have, but there's like no really, I would say, new radios that, like, I absolutely have to have or anything like that. So yeah, that's why I'm him on.
Yeah, and probably the final thing to maybe consider is, how do you make your setup modular, and the fact that you, let's say the 705, you eventually swap it out someday, right? Or you want to tinker with somebody, you come into some equipment, maybe it was given to you or you found it cheap. How can you fit this into your setup to play with it, right? Like swapping out, I think of them like Legos. I want to be able to have the amp, the tuner, and the radio, and even the power supply, all like swappable, right? So that you can go to different scenarios, right? So obviously your big radio, it's all in one. You don't have to deal with that. But that's kind of my thought too. What happens if I find a Hermes 2 someday, really cheap, and that's like a 5-watt radio? I could just hook it up to this amp and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I think let's say I went with the 7300. I don't think the tuners on those radios are as good as, like, my external tuner on the 705. I mean, I can tune 6 meters to 160 on that, on the random wire with this ICOM tuner and make contacts. You know, so it's actually pretty flexible here in the house, you know, for the stuff I'm trying to do. It's just the power isn't quite there. But as soon as I get rid of that tuner, I'm kind of back to the 3-to-1 limit, you know, which is a problem on the, you know, above 40 meters.
KZ83. Here, I'll hand it over to Dave. I gotta get in the house anyways. There was one last thing I was gonna say. That's why you have an external tuner, right? And that Zygu, amp, and I think maybe Dave will say this too, that Zygu amp can be used as an external tuner. Like if you've got a 100-watt 7300, right, you can just turn the amp off and just use it as a tuner. Go ahead, Dave. I'm going to bow out for a little while. KF8S.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Didn't mean to break up the party. That always happens when I show up. Dang. Have a good one, man. Hey, Damien. Yeah, I just wanted to give yet another opinion. I've got the 705 and that Zygu amp tuner. When I saw that Dave had that set up in the park one day, I was like, okay, that looks like what I'm looking for. So I ended up going that route, and that's my Poda rig now. And then I have at home, I have a 7300, and I heard you, I had to step out of the room here, but I heard you in, I don't know, like 5 minutes ago say, you know, if you get the 7300, then you got the 100 watts and the tuner, and it's built in, but the tuner's, it's not a great tuner. I was on that same page, and then I tried using the tuner. I wouldn't even call it a tuner, it's more of a tweaker. It tweaks it. So I ended up getting an LDG tuner for my 7300. I'm running the LDG AT600 Pro 2 Auto Tuner. That's a mouthful. And it's overkill, but I got it at a swap meet for a steel. So that's what my shack is, the 7300 and the tuner.
Yeah, the tuner is the problem, that's for sure. I had a feeling you'd probably say something like that with the tuner on the 7300. Yeah, because the ICOM tuner that I bought for the 705, that one will tune everything. I mean, I think I could tie it to the metal column beam in my basement here, and I bet you it would tune it. I mean, it works really good. So 6 meters to 160, no problem at all. And, I kind of like that flexibility, but it's like, man, I just don't have quite enough power, especially at night. You know, if I want to use it for voice, there's just no way. But yeah, it's looking like I'm going to have to invest in the tuner is what's going to wind up happening.
Yeah, Dave mentioned that Italy tuner. I think he was referring to RM Italy. Those are nice tuners. But that's, you know, the tuner, or, oh, sorry, I was thinking amp, RM Italy amp. But I really like what I have now, but I couldn't get away with the tuner in the 7300. It just was not cutting it. I was hoping it was going to be like that 705 tuner. Yeah, I've heard that thing is just solid. And, you know, I love the 705 radio. That's my favorite radio. And I really, really like having the same menu structure on what I have at home and what I have if I go to a park. That, to me, is key. Almost a showstopper for me. I'm wishing ICOM would come out with a newer 7300 to compete with the newer Yaesu's. What I have now is, it works great. It's just not as, it's not the, the new gen of what's out there today on the 7300.
Yeah, it's almost like they shut down their R&D department. I mean, 705, 7300, I mean, those radios are all fairly old. And, no changes at all. I want them to come out with something new, so, like, I have to have it and buy it. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I probably got to get the tuner. That would be the right way to do it. Now, with that Zygu amp, isn't it kind of clunky to change frequency, tune it, and that? I was reading somewhere that there's, like, a weird sequence you have to follow using that amp, or is it pretty straightforward?
I think it's pretty straightforward. Once you do it a couple of times, it's fine. Dave refers to it as his muscle memory on the amp. But once you do it a couple of times, it's fine. I think I read the same type of stuff before I got it, and I was like, oh, that does sound clunky. But even the amp, the LVG amp that I have on the 7300, I'm sorry, God, I keep saying amp, the tuner on that one's clunky. And I don't think the Zygu amp slash tuner is any more quirky. It's fine, but it works really well. But you do, some people say you don't need it, but I would recommend getting that cable that Dave mentioned for, it's like $100 off the guy on eBay, just as kind of an insurance policy. You can go and look at it and go, oh, that's what they're talking about. But that combination is fantastic. You know, sometimes I'll go to the park and just do 10 watts, plug the 705 into power, and of course you could do 5 on the battery. And then if I've got, you know, the wire up in the tree, then I'll pull out the amp, the Zygu, and go for the 100.
Is the tuner pretty good in that amp? I mean, does it give you a pretty wide tuning range, or is it picky?
No, I think it's really good. I've you know, it's probably not your 705 tuner, the ICOM one, but I've never had an issue with it where I've said, oh, dang, I just can't tune this in. Now, of course, that depends on your antenna, as you know, but it's you know, geez, I don't know, 100 times better than the built-in one in the 7300.
Decisions. All right. So what do you got going on today? What's your weekend look like? Anything fun?
Just chilling. That's the life when your child leaves the house. Our son is 29. Actually, he'll be 30 in June. That's just crazy. I'm like, wow, I'm old. Although your kids get older and we don't age, I've never figured that out, but I'm not going to question it. So I like it. So we're just hanging out. I might go to a friend's house tomorrow. He's got a barn in his backyard, and he's built a section of it that is like a barn or a bar. I mean, it's like a bar you walk into and pay cover to get in type of bar. It's super cool. Might go there tomorrow afternoon and then watch the Spartan basketball game. But just kind of hanging out, which to you is like, oh, man, I wish I had a day just to hang out and chill and do nothing. But on the Zygu, if you ever wanted to, we could meet up at a park one time, and if you wanted to check that out and run it, you certainly could do that.
Yeah, I was thinking that. The with the weather turning around here, it's probably worth just trying yours or Dave's out. I'm definitely in no hurry. I'm kind of dabbling right now, trying to make up my mind. So, but yeah. No, my Kathy and my daughter, they're at ice skating in Midland, so they're staying overnight. Midland, Saginaw, just outside of Saginaw, so they're at a competition. So it's just me and the boys, so I got some work. I'm getting caught up here this morning, and then at probably at about 2 o'clock, I got to take my son to his, he's going to go to the third hockey tryout on the new team that he's on. He's going to go to the tryouts just to help out. So he's going to do that, and then we're going to go to my ma's, take care of a few things, eat dinner with them, and then go to my cousin's house to see his parents, and his dad's not doing too good with cancer and that, and he's going to be there, so we're going to go hang out there and have a cigar and chit-chat a little bit, because I haven't seen his dad in a while, so that's the plan today. So we got a nice full day, and we'll see what happens. In the morning, my wife will be home, and I'm going to try to sneak out and do a little bit of POTA, because I'll have, hopefully, everything caught up here today.
KE8-TFM. Sounds like a really good day. Really good day. It'll be evening before you know it. Okay, Davian, I'm going to sneak out for a cup of Joe. I've only had one. I got to get back in the kitchen and fire another one up. Nice chatting with you, and anytime you want to check out the Jigo amp, let me know, and definitely as soon as the weather turns. I know Greg and I will be back at Bald Mountain over this way. That's a great spot, really nice park. Man, I wish Stony Creek was a state park. That would be nice. Or even Bloomer Park, which is at the end of John R. Road. I think it used to be a state park, but that's nice too, and it would be nice to activate that. But we could also go over to, I just forgot the name of that one. Oh, it's the one, you've been there so many times, so it's Captain Don and Greg. It's over more on the east, I consider it the east side. But it's just kind of a parking lot. But anyway, I'll stop rambling. I got to get a cup of Joe. Nice talking with you, Davian. Have a great one. KZ8Z. We'll be clear.
All right, take it easy. Enjoy your weekend. This is KE8TFM. I'll be clear as well.
It's a wet
Unless
goal.
Jack shows
That's
up,
over
that
by
means.
And also to consider, get in your brain, the new Yeast is coming out, and it's supposed to change the way you do radio. That's what they say. KF8I.
I'm going to let everybody buy that one, use it, see what the feedback is before I step away from the 705. I don't think that has a built-in tuner either, does it?
No, they're building it to be very modular, so everything's going to be an add-on. But I'm not sure what that means. It's going to have two VFOs. It's going to have two tuners in it, VFOs. So you'll be able to say be on 2 meter, 70 centimeter, supposedly, and play HF. So you'll be able to monitor both sides. So I'm very curious how that's going to work out. But it's still under FCC. It's still getting its FCC approval. So they're waiting for that before so look for it probably around Hamvention. You know, there should at least be a demo out there. I'll wait for all the YouTubers to get it and go through the pieces. But I am very curious about that one. Will it finally get me off the 705, or will I just stick with my 705 because it's meh?
Yeah, I can't imagine it'll do anything that much different, to be honest. But, I could be wrong. But I guess if it has antenna ports on it, that would be kind of cool because I could, set up a UHF, VHF antenna and an HF antenna. I mean, that would definitely be slick. Yeah, we'll have to see. But, in the same way, I'll let everyone buy it, let the YouTubers do the reviews, and then see if it's something that I have to have. And if it's something I don't have to have, there's probably stuff that's going to go on sale.
Yeah, I'm just from my perspective, I'm just thinking fusion is better digital for the digital side of things. You know, we don't really use our D-Star side on our radios, but as far as I feel fusion would be a little bit better fit, and you can put it in voice wide and all that stuff. So we'll see. We don't really do digital modes too much, but you know, that's, if I didn't have a 705 and that came out, if they were at the same time, I would probably lean that direction, just because at least with Fusion I can cross DMR and it actually sounds decent and all that stuff. But it's really like a side effect. You don't really need it because you're really buying it for an HF portable radio. But anyways, first world problems.
Yes, these are good problems to have. All right, well, I gotta jump on a meeting here, so I'm gonna let you get going. We'll chat later. This is KE8TFM, and this time I'll be clear.
Good. I'm hoping to catch Jack here, so I'll be monitoring KF8S.
Yeah, I'll be listening for that as well. I'm gonna turn the volume down just enough so if I can hear the his voice.
I chatted with him a little bit earlier before they got to breakfast. It was kind of cool hearing him on this band. KE8VSI.
Nice. Yeah, I'm excited for him. You know, all this time we've been talking about, oh man, I'm not going to ever get his license, and he finally did it. Captain Don and Walt are smiling from above. Professor Don.
Oopsie. Yeah. Oh, is there something about Captain Don I wasn't aware of? But yeah, for sure. It's definitely cool. He worked, finally did what it took to do it and got it done, so that's awesome. The other day on GMRS, he was saying he wants to keep going and get to general, so that'd be cool too.
Yeah, well, this is his motivation. I mean, he saw that he could pass. I think that gives you a really boost of confidence once you pass things. And he can relax. You know, he doesn't have to rush to get his general. I think the biggest thing was just he just wanted to get his ham license just to have, you know, be able to talk to us and stuff like that. So really, really cool. I congratulate him on the phone when I heard and all that stuff, but so I've already talked to him. But it's cool that he got his call sign today and all that stuff. So it's a little surreal if you think about it. It's like, I'm sure he's like really excited and all that stuff.
It kind of is. He got a cool call sign too. Delta Romeo Charlie, that's excellent.
Yep, yeah, he's got to decide if he wants to keep that one, or if he's going to go vanity, he should make that decision, like, at the beginning here, because you know how the ordeal it is when you change your call sign and having to go through all those sites. So that would be my advice to him, is, like, either decide to keep this one or put in for your vanity now, and then do all your registrations.
Oh, I agree. I've kind of put that on the wayside just because I got so much, you know, not only in the logbooks, but, you know, everywhere else with the radio IDG and everything else. Yeah, the sooner the better if you're going to do it.
Yep. So, anyways, I'll be listening for him. I got to get ready for, I'm going out of country this coming week, so I got to get all my ducks in a row, and then once I've got that all settled, then I will sit back and relax. But I'll listen for Jack and take a break when he comes out here. KF8S.
Roger that. Don't forget your toothbrush. KT8PSI.
KF8. KF8BRC.
Jack, how you doing? KF Beta.
Fine, Dave. How about you?
Good. It's weird to hear you over here, but I'm glad you're over here.
Yeah, you should have came in the breakfast. Everybody was happy, really, when I got and you know what? I think Captain Don knew all that. And he's the first one to text me with that. Roger.
Yeah. I wanted to be there, but, you know, I had the kids, and I don't want to leave them here until my wife gets home. And by the time I would get out there, it would have been really late. So, you know, I'd probably be out there right now, you know, to be honest with you. So, but, yeah, too bad you didn't get your license last week.
Yes, Dave, I know that. It took so long, you know. And if you want to laugh, John, you know John. He told Eric, hey, get the hell out of John Wayne and go study. And I was scared. I said, man, John going to eat me if I don't get my license. And then, right after that, I see John came this morning.
Yep, no, this is a good day. I'm glad you got through it. You know, Professor Don and Walt are smiling from up above, looking down at what you did. So good job. And I'm gonna step aside in case Davian or anybody else wants to say hello to you. So I'm just gonna step aside here for a moment if anybody else wants to talk to you. KFA does. Already hearing nothing. So all right. So yeah, you've got all your radios programmed and everything and ready to go.
You know what? This morning I was talking on the DB20 with John, and it did. But now I want to get in with you guys. I couldn't get in, but I'm on the 390, the handheld with DMR.
Oh, okay. I wonder if Eric did something to your radio so it wouldn't transmit. Now he's got to undo what he did.
Yes, he's got to fix my 9600, and then he's got to fix the CB20C.
Not very good. So, do you want to get a vanity call, or if you're to keep that call? Because once you make that decision, then you can start registering for all the various things, you know. If you're going to plan on changing your call, I would wait until you change your call. But if you're going to keep this one, then you can go ahead with all the other things. I'm sure they talked to you about that at breakfast, right?
Yes, they did. And you know what? I don't know which one is easy to do. I like the one that's easy to do. Change it or not, I have no idea yet.
Yeah, I mean, if you like this call, then I would say just go keep this, you know. I think it's a good call. Delta Romeo Charlie, you know, Kilo Fox 8, Delta Romeo Charlie. It might take a while before your brain gets used to it, you know, saying it. And but I think it's a good call. You'll be Dr. C or What was the funny one that they made? I forgot. Detroit Rock City. There you go.
Hey, you're right. Detroit Rock City is good, too.
KZHZ.
Dave.
Hey, just a quick interruption. Thanks for letting me barge in here. Hey, Jack, it's KZHZ, Dave. I know I talked with you yesterday, I think it was yesterday, on GMRS side and said congrats. But now that you're on this side, here's another congratulations for you, and I'm still smiling for you. Well done. Nice work. I know it was hard-earned, but it's probably all the sweeter for that. So welcome to this side, and I'll be clear after you, but I just wanted to say another congrats. Kilo Zulu 8 Zulu. Wait a minute, I should have said 4 KF8 DRC KZ8Z.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Thank you very much, sir. And you got to take care.
Hopefully Eric can get to your radios and set them up. He's closest to you. That's why I volunteer him. But I'll let you go because I know talking on an HT is a little rough, especially when you're driving. So we'll talk to you later. KF8DRC from KF8S.
Hi, Dave. Good talking to you. Go ahead.
Morning, Jack. It's Howard. How you doing?
Oh, Howard. How you doing? I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Hey, what repeater are you on? See the frequency, but I can't look it up and see which one this is.
That will be the FBI and Warren repeater.
Yeah, I have it. I can put those in, but I also had this frequency listed as another area that I wasn't sure was what it was. So thanks for clearing that up. How's it going today?
Well, very good. I just came back from breakfast, and I'm on my destination right now. Roger.
All right, great. Well, I will, I guess you're on an HD, I heard, so I will catch you later when you're on your base. Coming in a little bit on the scratchy side this morning. But again, congratulations. That's a great call sign. Easy to remember. And I will talk to you later. KFA, CSK, clear on your final.
Okay, Howard. Good talking to you and good to hear you out there. KF8DRC.
KF8DRC, KKKKO.
I think you might have missed him. He's at his destination.
On this road, it's a speed trap.
Which road is that, Theta?
Oh, Tom is following me, and I'm going to throw a radio, co-plug in his radio real quick, and St. Clair Drive is a big-time speed trap. It's 25 miles for about 2 miles, and each is 29, you're going to get yanked. KPP home. Talk to you in a bit, Dave.
On my way outside.
Safe travels. You mean I could have met KJO today? See, I missed the. I wish Jack would have passed last week because I could go to breakfast last week. All right, talk to you guys later. KFA does.
Hey, Dave, if you showed up, you might have had to sit in the Bob Uecker seats, man. We had a packed house. W8RC1.
Very good. I hope you guys took pictures, like, this is probably the biggest crowd they ever had.
I don't think a single camera came out, to be honest with you. We had the one table with Jack and a couple of new gentlemen. We had the guys with all their little Node toys. And then Sean and some guys from ARPS thing, or whatever they got going. And then we had the guys from the Hazel Park group, 2 meter side down at the other end. So it was a packed house, but like I said, you might have ended up in Bob Uecker seats, but definitely not in the front row.
You know, ham radio has always been like a group activity, so. And it's kind of cool to see that, you know, have everybody, the face to the voices and all that stuff. So that's nice to see.
Definitely so. All right, well, I'll let you get your day going. Congratulations to Jack. We applauded him. We had a moment of silence. We gave him everything. You know, he had all parts of the spectrum this morning. So, all right, good hearing from you. Have a good day. If you're outside, it's not too bad. It's not that slick yet, but as we were driving back from the restaurant, you could see some glistening on the road. W8RCY, thanks again for the call sign. And that was your fault. And who knows? I don't know. Jack, if you're listening, don't be in such a hurry to make all these changes. You've only had your license a few hours. Sit back, relax, enjoy this moment, and you know, work on a plan of attack. Don't be in such a hurry to get on to everything that's available to you. All right, I'm out of here. W8RCY.
Alrighty, yeah, glad to see both of you guys over here. Quite the accomplishment. All right, talk to you guys later. KF8F.
Good morning. 1100 hours.
Has Jack got his extra yet?
30 degrees.
Yeah. Well, you know how it is. Hams are no stranger to giving out advice so that you don't make the same mistakes as they did.
Ah, oh, there you go. Man, it's gotten chilly fast. Down to 35. Man, it was 45 when I woke up this morning. It is plummeting.
Well, as I mentioned, I left the window open when I went to breakfast with you. I came home, and it did not rain or snow inside the window. The windowsill is dry, and it's comfortable in here, and I still got the window open. And, of course, the furnace isn't on or anything because of my elevation height. But, yeah, I mean, it's like nothing happened over here at all. So that's kind of weird, half a mile. Anywho, I got to update the spreadsheet. Everybody, again, have a great day. W8RCY.
Just stopped by Don's, check on the place, make sure everything's no water anywhere or anything weird. Had some trim blew off the side of the house, actually the front. It's kind of weird. So wind must have got something. It must have just happened too, because it's light and it would have blown away, but it was right there in front of the place, so I secured that, but didn't go up to fix it, obviously. And everything else looks copacetic. And now I'm on my way to Tringali's, new passion of mine. A little shopping to do, and then home.
You get a cannoli?
Get one of them cannoli donuts. Yeah, that's the ticket. Yep. All right, anyhow, I'll let you get to whatever you're doing, and I will continue plugging along here. Got another, probably about another 20 minutes, half hour of putzing around. Got a couple of stops to make for mama. Whoop, better get out of this lane or I'm getting on the freeway. There we go. So I'll let you get to it as I navigate. W8FU.
EF8FU.
W8RCY. Wrapping it up with MOUSE.
It's like the third time you've wrapped it up, man.
The CD-ROM tray in my laptop popped open and now I can't get it to close. So it's doing the revolving trap door trick, and it won't stay shut. So I guess it's time for a new laptop. Oh, there it just went again. I guess I need a new laptop.
How old is the current laptop?
Windows 10, HP, about 10 years old.
You're due. Splurge a little. All right, I'm coming up on my next stop. W8FU.
I have a Lenovo ThinkPad on my shopping list, so Yeah. That'll be the next one. I got to keep this one running because it's got Windows 10 and things like Motorola software and stuff like that only work on 10. So, all right. Continue on your journey. I won't say my call sign. Signed off too many times already. If I sign off any more, I'll probably be dead. All right. Bye.
Well, actually, you do have to say it's the last thing you say. But it's got to be the last thing you say. And this is the last I'm going to say. W8FU.
Okay, God, this is the last thing I'm going to say, but don't make it the last thing I'm going to say. W8RCY.
One stop down, two to go. NM from W8FU.
Yeah.
Well, we had you. When I woke up, it was 45, and you were 42. So, hoo-hoo, we're beating Florida. Didn't take long for that to flop.
Now, when it's cold like that in the morning here, it warms up real quick as soon as the sun comes up.
Yeah, we went the other direction hard with snow flurries and just in general, yuck. But anyhow, the real reason I called, how about that car, huh? Man, that's tempting. That's a fair price, and it looked pretty straight.
Yeah, nothing jumped out at me. I mean, it didn't look rotten. It looked honest wear and tear for that vehicle. And yeah, that's a good price.
Yepers. Yeah, I saw that, and it's right here local too, relatively speaking. And yeah, so I kind of like, wow. Wow, wow, wow. But nope, stop, nope. Got other things I need to do.
Roger, N8NM. I got the cat flopping in my foot here.
Well, I went out to breakfast with the boys and then ran by Don's house to make sure there were no broken pipes or problems around the yard. He had a little, it's a brick house, but it has like some trim in the gables and piece of the trim and the gables had blown loose. It must have been today or recently because the piece is laying right there in front of the house and light where if there was any wind at all it would have blown a mile away. But for the most part, no problems. Then I ran a couple of errands and I'm just pulling up at home now after running all of them errands and doing all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I was on the radio earlier looking for that KH6 on 80, and nothing happened. I did work at JA, but I didn't need to work at JA. I needed to work at KH6, so I came out and froze my you-know-what off for nothing. And once it started warming up, then I went for my walk, did a little work around, off the patio, watered the lawn, old guy stuff.
That's right, somebody's got to do it. All right, I just pulled up here. I was going to make a comment on the weather and mention that car. That's about it. I'm going to get inside now and drop off the goodies. Everything's for Andrea. Well, except for the Tringali's cannoli-filled eclair that I shouldn't be eating. But everything else is for her. And we'll catch you from inside in a bit. W8FU.
Yeah, I'll be here for a little bit. I'm working on the calendar for the HOA here, our social calendar. And there's a lot of social stuff coming up in the next month. So, catch you in a bit, 10, 8 a.m.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, mostly cloudy, 31 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, mostly cloudy, 32 degrees.
WAPT,
Hey there, Jack. That switch from K to W is going to get you a few times, huh?
Yes, I guess you're right. But that's all right. I'm trying to learn it.
Yeah, I didn't have to do that. You know, Dave has to. But yeah, a lot of us all still have the W on our hand calls, and that's a good way to define it, though. You can always get Eric to print you up one of them stickers and put both calls on there, and that way you can look at which one you're using.
Yes, you're right about that. Find out which one you're on.
Well, congratulations. It's good to actually hear you on the ham bands, finally.
Yes, it took so long to do that. Unbelievable. I was telling John today, I said, you know, I got scared from you. I had no other choice, but to pass the test.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, now that I do that online VE testing, there's a few people that come in and take it and don't pass, and then they come back again, and they think they're ready, and then they don't pass, and then finally they come back and pass, and it's like, you know, we know them already because they've came, you know, a few times, and it's like, we're always like, all right, you got it, good job.
Yes, how is this 390 sounding?
That sounded pretty good. When you first called out to me, you must have been inside the house and not by a window or something because it was a little scratchy, but the last few transmissions have been really good.
Sure, let me try it here, that rock bell.
All right, I don't know if if you were using the rad pill that time, but it kind of faded out there.
How about this one, Captain Don?
Well, that one actually sounds a little bit better. Are you in a different spot? Is that at HT?
I'm on HT, that Rockdale 890.
I'm wondering if you don't have that 390 on 10 watts. Do you know how to change the power on it? If not, I can pull mine out and walk you through it.
What do you want me to change it to, 5?
No, I'm thinking you probably should have it on 10 just because it's an HT and it'll give you a better reception, or not reception, but transmission, there you go. And it sounds like it might not be on high power because this one sounds a lot better, and I think that was only 5 watts.
How about now? Is now any better because I'm close to the window?
Yeah, that sounds good. Are you back on the 390?
Yeah, I'm back on 390 with a shorter antenna. You know, the shorter antenna I got, the stubby.
All right, yeah, I'm trying to find my 390 so I can see where the power settings at on it. Give me a second here.
It's in the bottom to the left. You press the bottom, and you press the up and down, same time. You'll be able to change 2, 4, all the way to 10.
All right, well then, make sure that was on 10 when you're using it, and it should sound the best, honestly. Because that red pill's 10 watts.
Roger, I want to put the Nagoya on it, the little bit longer antenna, see what that feel like it.
WACTT. Yeah, that's, it sounded pretty good. Pretty soon you'll have your mobile radios all ready to go too, and I ended up putting I've got that Kenwood TS-2000, which is an HF rig, and it's an all mode. It's got 2 meters, 70 centimeter, and all HF bands, and I got that in my house with a vertical antenna, kind of like that, what was that one that first came my rest? Harvest? I think you had one of them. They make a 2 meter, 70 centimeter one like that, and get the phase ratio going when I'm home. And then this repeater in Richmond ties into this one, so.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 33 degrees.
So you don't think that's gonna work on that Harvest, the PC-200?
You know, yeah, the 70 centimeters, like this one should be okay. You might want to use a meter and check the SWR on 462 to make sure it's not too high so it doesn't damage your radio, but it should be okay for that. Just, I don't even know if there's any 2 meter, that was weird. My HT was signing from a different frequency and I thought I wasn't coming through. Yeah, I think the Harvest might work for this, but I would definitely, when I come over there to do the space satellite stuff, we'll throw a meter on it real quick and see what it does. I got it. I should have the meter. The rig expert in my truck.
Well, I got 2 meters here, Jillian, and the 9600, I got the 9600 inside the house too. And I think it'll do it because I was talking on the GMRS on that 9600.
Yeah, I don't remember the range if it goes, because that's 465, and then this is 462. It's really close. You should be okay. You just don't want the SWR to be too far out because you could end up damaging the radio. But I think it'll do it on this repeater. If I don't, I'm sure Eric will check it for you. But
you say you got that hooked up now, the 9600?
Yes, it's hooked up, but it's not hooked up on the FBI. What he did, he put everything, but the mic, when he keeps the mic, there's no sound.
Yeah, you probably got to set the PL tone, and I think that's what you did. So, maybe get into the program on the computer and put in a PL tone.
I tell you one thing, that even the DB20G, it has the PL tone and everything. When he clicks the mic, it doesn't do nothing.
Okay, some of them you can shut the transmit off. That way, for instance, if you have kids that are listening and you want to make sure they don't see up the mic and play around, you can shut the transmit off. So, yeah. Eric, come over there and say, come on, fix my radios.
Yeah, poor guy, he's probably up north now, anyhow. Another question. I don't see my license. I want to print my license out. I don't know the website to go to. Maybe you can text it to me.
Okay, so I have to ask you a question. When you called the other day, did the person help you log into your account, or did they just take your money?
I'll be honest with you, they just took my money.
Okay, so since you got that whole two FRN thing going on, you're going to have to try to figure out how to log into the new FRN for the ham radio, and then that's where you're going to be able to print your license from.
Okay, so go on Core and go see if you can log in first, correct?
QSL, that means Roger. QSL. What I would do is I would go on the course and I would try to log in with the email that you used when you took the test. And if you can't get logged in under that email, then you're going to have to call that same phone number again on Monday and tell them you need help logging into Core so you can put out your license. Because even if they sent you the email, did you end up getting an email? I guess I should ask you that first. Did you end up getting an email saying that you got your license?
No, I didn't get no email, no nothing. I've been looking all over for the email. Didn't get any.
Okay, well, you're definitely got your call sign. And we've seen that. So, if you can't get logged in at all, you can try creating an account under that email and see if it lets you. But it's probably going to tell you, that you already have an account. Then you can try one more time to reset the password and then email for a password reset link. And then try that process. And you can try that. Before Monday, because you're not going to mess anything up any more than it already might be. And so I would try to log in under the email that you used for this test system, this past week. If you can't log in, then try to set up a password with that, for that email. And then if you don't get in, then if you do get in, then let me know and then I'll figure out. I'll show you how to find out where your license is, print.
Okay, that will be good enough. And thank you very much. John, that was the first one, was my connection this morning. And Greg was the second one. And another person. They were all, I wanted to get out of the house. I didn't go eat breakfast. But I was there on time anyhow. Cuckoo, I was first.
All right, that was Sean. He's like, woohoo, that was Jack first. Ham radio contact. Awesome. Very cool.
I was third.
How's everybody doing this afternoon? Jack, you tooling around a little bit? You exploring a little?
Yes, it is. Yes, you can say that.
Well, I was last, and the best is always last, so.
There you go. Who was third?
It was Donald.
And AKPP, so put that in the minutes.
Oh, you see that? We got a party here. We got Donald and Walter and Captain Don, and we're going to have all these Dons. We're going to have to go back to the modifiers for Don. Donald and Captain Don. And then there's Young Don, and we lost Professor Don. He's smiling down, Jack.
So the Donald here, I keep forgetting his call sign. Say your call sign again. I got to get that embedded in my brain. All right, he must not be here. Did you say that Donald was here?
No, that was this morning at 8:15.
Ah, okay. What is his call? Do you know it, Jack? Because is it WRC?
I think so, WRC 8.
All right, good deal. So yeah, you're supposed to, you're supposed to print out your license and have it on your ham station there, so definitely have to figure, get you logged in the quarters and get that printed out. I'm wondering if they either messed up the spelling of your email when you took the test, or maybe they used a different one than you're thinking, since you can't get logged in.
I really don't know exactly what happened, but I tried it just a few minutes ago. It didn't work, but I'm going to try it again now. I want to make sure that they say, I forgot the password, and I want to see it reset the password.
Roger, did they give you something called a CSVE that has the three VEs that signed your license on there? Because if you have that paper from the testing session, it should have the email that they used on that paper.
Yes, I have that white paper. He said to keep it, put it in your pocket. And I did. It's with me.
Okay, on that bottom of the CSVE, it should have, like, your name and address, and then your email should be on there, too. Make sure when you're trying to log into CORS, that's the email address you're using.
All right, I'll do that. KF8BRC.
KE8WOJ, welcome to Ham Radio, Jack.
Thank you. How you doing?
I'm bent, dumb, and ugly, same as every day. I was thrilled here. I'm just out on the porch having a smoke, and I heard you out here on the ham radio. I thought maybe I had switched radios and I had my GMRS radio. happy to hear you on here.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Anyhow.
Well, I don't want to interrupt, so you guys go on ahead. I just wanted to congratulate you, Jack. It's good to hear you out there. AWOJ.
Thank you, Jack. Well, Captain Don, you still there?
WCPC. Yep, I'm still here, Jack.
Okay, then, well, I'll go on online now and find out if I can, you know, what. I have that paper, and I'm going to find out if I can do it. Roger,
yeah, use that email. Try to log in first and see what it tells you. It might tell you you don't have an account set up, and if that's the case, follow that process and set up an account. If the password just doesn't work, then try whatever password you think you might have used. And if that don't work, then try resetting the password. But, yeah, make sure you use the email that's on that CSVE form.
Okay, I'll try to do that. And thank you again. and we'll talk later. KFA, DRC.
All right, Jack. Yeah, if you have any issues, just send me a text, and I'll give you a call, because I usually got my phone on silent, so I have to see a text, and then I'll call you. But give it a shot, see what you come up with, and just don't do too much. Try logging in with a couple passwords. If it doesn't say you need to make an account, you know, then try whatever password you think you might have used when you first did it. And then, like I said, if that don't work, then try resetting the password, and then they'll send you an email that tells you how to reset it. And then if that don't work, then you're probably going to have to call them on Monday. But let me know. WACCT, on Twitter.
Hey, Jack, I just sent you a text. Go to that link, and then within one click, I can get you a copy of your license.
One my password, and then it wanted to email me a security code, so I hit that, and it's been a good 5 minutes. I haven't gotten the email yet, so things are running slow there. But I was going to do it so I could walk Jack through how to get to where to print it, but I'm still waiting to get in mine. Weird. KD8BSI.
Jack, did you get my text?
Yes.
Yeah, click on the link in the text, and although I don't know if you can do that on the computer, the screen that pops up will be your license information, and there will be a spot at the top where it says reference copy. You click on that, download it, and you got your copy.
Yes, I see it on the top of the page in the corner. It says references copy.
Right, that'll be a reference copy that will give you a copy of your license. Now, when you get this other stuff sorted out, there's an official copy that you get by logging in. But this will at least give you a copy of your license if you want to see it. It's a reference copy, and it looks exactly the same, except for instead of reference in watermark across, it'll say official. So, but anyhow, there you can see all your information. You can see your reference copy, you know, et cetera. So, Good stuff. Should be good enough for now until you get this worked out.
Okay, Sam, thank you. WFA-DRC.
KF8DRC from WAFU. It's a little funny here because all the calls are different. And they don't have a standard format. You'll get used to it, trust me. But KF8DRC from W8FU.
KF8DRC.
Just remember, Detroit Rock City. Just put Detroit Rock City on your radio.
Dave, I'll do that. Just for you.
Just remember, your prefix is the same as mine. I just have one letter at the end. You got three. So I'm KF8S. You're KF8 Detroit Rock City. If you want to memorize it correctly, it's Delta Romeo Charlie.
Your cosign is better.
I will, Jack, and Davian's out here to talk to you. Go ahead, Davian.
Sounded like a perfect double. Go ahead, Davian.
Yeah, I messed it all up. I'm sorry. KFM. What's up, Jack?
Hey, Davian, how you doing today? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, congratulations, ma'am. Now you're where all the cool kids hang out. Congratulations, man. Welcome to the ham community.
Thank you. How's everything going?
Oh, it's going good. Just getting some work wrapped up here and getting ready to go to hockey, so I'm going to step away, but I heard you guys chatter, and I at least wanted to say hi while I caught you out here. But when I go drive to hockey, I'll be back out here probably in about an hour or so. It was nice talking to you, Jack. Congratulations, and I will be clear. This is KE8TFM.
Thank you again. Thank you, and I appreciate it. KF8DRC.
KF8DRC, this is N8CLH.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jack, this is Wade, WFEV387 on GMRS. Here you got your call sign. Congrats, man. Enjoy ham. This is N8CLH.
Thank you, thank you. Anyhow, it's not bad, you know, I'll learn it. You know, I have it written down here, so I'll have it in front of me all the time that I know what it is, instead of using that GMRS. Roger.
Yeah, I hear you. My original ham call sign was KF8CQO. Yeah, so I just got it back in November. My current call sign is a vanity. It was my grandfather's. But, yeah, just so you know, I'm new too. So we can learn together. Bye, back to you.
Yes, we all gonna learn. Well, we're not born, so we have to learn. We're not born that way. We know everything, so we have to do it. And good talking to you. And you take care. KF8DRC.
And you as well. KF8DRC, this is N8CLH. Show me clear in 73.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly cloudy, 35 degrees.
Well, the PTT is working, so we can check that off. KZAC.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 36 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy, 36 degrees.
Running around and haven't been doing a whole lot the last couple hours, but
I'm starting to stir a little bit and thinking towards dinner. I think steak sounds good tonight, but I don't know. I'm not fully committed.
I like a good steak. Steak with bourbon, steak with a Cabernet, steak with a cup of coffee. Sounds good. I think we have chickens and mashed potatoes or something tonight. Yeah, busy day. Nice day to be out busy. Sunny out. Although it was yucky most of the day. But, yeah, busy day. Heading home and back in the office tomorrow morning for a bit.
Roger, were you not meeting with Punk X today?
Well, I was hoping to, but professional obligations took precedence. So, unfortunately, I did not make it to the hi-fi meet, and I think it's ending about now. I think it was 12 to 5, and I am just leaving the Royal Oak office. I'll send him a note. I can do that. I'll give him a call.
Oh, certainly, not on account of me, but, yeah, I thought you had that on the agenda, and I wasn't sure if it was an evening engagement or if it was a day engagement, so I hadn't heard you were not going to go. So, very good. I still haven't got the device. It's supposed to be here between 2 and 6, so TikTok, UPS. No big deal. I've been reading like crazy on them online to see how much I can do on my own. I'm not real sure. Doesn't seem like the information is totally out there. Anywho, aside from that, like I say, I got to decide. Just pretty much got to decide on dinner tonight. That's about the extent of it. Pretty uneventful. Tool around on the radio a little.
Yeah, apparently we're in the midst of a solar storm. I've obviously not been on the air at all today, but last night we had the A index was 25, the K index was 5 1/3. The auroral oval wasn't super great, you know, the little prediction thing. It was red, but not a ton. I called CQ a bit on 6 meters and on 2 meters. I worked one guy on 6 meters in Wisconsin. Definitely by way of Aurora. I didn't get anything on 2 meters, but I was not downstairs very long. And I just saw something on, I just saw something on Facebook, I think, or Instagram, that there's a pretty substantial prediction for Aurora tomorrow, I think maybe tomorrow night, so maybe a good time to get on VHF, and maybe not a good time to be on HF. But I gotta look and see what my schedule looks like.
Well, if you need something, you'll make it happen.
Yeah, the problem is that when I have time to be on the air, nobody else is on VHF. Well, I don't know, that's not true. People will go there if they know the conditions are good. So we'll see. We'll see if what the K-index looks like tonight and tomorrow. But, boy, it sure is sunny today. It was downright gloomy and cold earlier. I was about to say, it looks like 66 degrees, but that's the channel on the radio. It's 43 degrees.
So it's clearly warmed back up because it was up around 40-something. Then it dived down in the 30s, and so it's back up again. I've got some sort of weird condensation or something in my doorbell camera. It's very blurry. I went out there and tried to wipe it. It's not that. Something with the wind and the rain and the temperature has caused it to fog or something, so took the blow dryer out to it, and that made it worse, and now it's a little better, so clearly it's just something's got to dry out, but I blame it on this funky
temperature slash weather. So, can't imagine what else happened.
Yeah, probably horizontal rain got some moisture inside the thing. And yeah, you're right. It'll take forever to dry it out. Oh, well. Yeah, I'm going to see if I can get a little time on the air tonight. We'll see. I was thinking I was listening to some music because I'm missing the meet today. TDD.
What I should be doing is I should be plugging away at the listening room. I've been up and down the stairs a few times, but I haven't made any meaningful progress. That's what I really need to be doing. So, at least getting a plan. It's not that bad, but it's bad enough that I'm procrastinating.
You have seeded the project. You've got to water it. You've got to trim it. You've got to cultivate it. Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll get inspired. If you want, so the Audio Corp meet that was today was kind of a limited participation based on, but the one next month is, and the month after that, and probably the month after that, April, May, and June, and even in July. So the Audio Corp meet for the next 4 months will be basically open invitation for any members. So if you wanted to, I can. If you want to go and listen and just kind of hobnob a little and see what's going on, I'm happy to forward to you the information. And next month, April in particular. But then also, yeah, then also May and, again, May and June. Oh, you might like them.
Yeah, I was going to hit you up about that at some point and ask that very question, but you've now answered it. I wouldn't mind seeing how the other half lives, you know, get a feel for it, because I'm constantly amazed at what I don't know as I peel back the layers on this stuff.
Well, so April next month is a very modest setup, but it will be at the Seminole Hills Cocktail Lounge. But then the May meet is up in the thumb, but absolutely worth going to. The June meet in Rochester Hills, absolutely worth going to. July, I don't remember what July is. Either July or August is another one of the members. He's a friend. A similar setup to mine, maybe a little less modest. But yeah, it's always a good time. Just a few hours on a Saturday and well worth it.
No, I like it. I definitely look forward to that. So that will be cool. So look forward to the information, make some plans. But I do have to get things, seriously going on my end. How does that work, like, when the Seminole Hills venue is hosting? I know the listening area could be somewhat cramped for a small crowd, but I do know there is an alternate listening room. How does that typically work in a venue like that?
We just make it work. Yeah, there's usually maybe three or four people up listening at a time, and most of the rest of people are downstairs hobnobbing and chatting and munching. Sometimes we have a few different systems set up. You know, there's one in the little pedestrian system in the family room is getting some work, but it's not getting real well paid attention to. Before we did the renovation, we'd set up another system in the living room too, but. That room used to have carpet and heavy drapes and all that and made a little better listening environment. Now it's, there's no drapes at all. It's hardwood floor. It's a hard room. And so last time or two, we haven't bothered setting anything up in there. And if the weather's nice, people spill outside. So 75% camaraderie, 25% let's sit down and listen. But that's still okay.
Okay, yeah, I kind of envisioned it that way. People be down around the bar listening to the B system. Not so much paying attention to it as just, you know, and talking the talk, and then smaller groups would venture up to the actual listening area. So, yeah, I get it. Sounds good. Well, anywho, you have to be getting up near home, I'm guessing. You're probably going through the, you know, because I'm hearing the snap, crackle, and pop.
Yeah, just upward and going up and down the hills. I switched over to the West Bloomfield repeater. Yeah, just coming into Pontiac right now. Almost there.
Well, that fixed the snap, crackle, pop, your Q5. And, yeah, very good. So, got a new ham today, this morning, at O-Dark 30. So that was kind of the topic of the big topic of discussion at breakfast. We continue to corrupt, and got myself some, and I went to Tringali's Bakery. I think I told you about that place. Oh my God, I got to stop that. It is not good for me.
Yeah, I saw the new ham. Congratulations. That's great. And yeah, don't, you can't do that. Tringali's is good stuff, but it's bad for you and me.
I know. Anyhow, it's crazy. Well, I think I'm going to make the decision here. Should it be steak or something else? I'll bet you Andrea would prefer it be something else. She's not a big steak fan, if you can imagine that. She can generally find something. Because steak places generally have other various dishes. We got this one, it's part of a chain. It's not like your typical Outback / Lone Star. It's a little less. Logan's? No. I can't even remember now. Anyhow, it's by Oakland Mall. I like that one really well. But, alas, it's just a chain.
Yeah, some of those places are pretty good. It's been an eon since I've been to a Outback. I think I've been to a Texas Roadhouse or Logan's Roadhouse or something. And yeah, you know, they've got steak and their other things. It's all in what you want.
Okay, it's not Logan's because that is not. So I got to try to figure out. Let's see, steak near me. There's always the near me. It starts with an L. Longhorn. There you go. I knew it started with an L. I never can remember.
Okay, maybe that was the place I was thinking of. I think I've been to that one. By Oakland Mall, so I guess that was the one I was thinking of. Yeah, that's a steakhouse. Steakhouses have steak. I like. And they tend to have bourbon.
They do. I got a really nice cab that I kept stuck aside for when I feel like... I could convince myself to crack that. Well, let's see how I'm feeling. Let's see here. Smoked chicken. I'm looking at the place right up the corner here. Steaks and chops. We got foreign baby back, Grecian chop, maybe New Yorker, filet mignon, Delmonico. Here we go. 12 ounce tender ribeye steak with mushroom sauce, $27.95, from the Masters. I've heard good things about that place.
In a previous life, I knew the masters quite well. We will have to discuss that over Covfefe. I haven't been there in a while, but yeah. Some good history there.
Looks like they got a fairly extensive menu as well. So if you can't find something there, you're not trying.
Yeah, that place was, I thought they had a change in ownership maybe within the last 10 years, maybe less. Maybe change in management or something. It's been forever since I've been there, but yeah, we used to go there after school frequently enough that we were considered to be regulars in the sort of 3:30 to 5:30 window. Anyway, yeah, it's a big place. They've got dining on the main floor. They've got a good-sized bar. They got a piano guy there. He was always playing live music, Friday nights and Saturday nights. There was kind of a dining area upstairs. You look downstairs over the bar area. Little banquet room in the back. Yeah, anyway. All right, well, I'm about to turn on my street, so I will stop taking up repeater time. But have fun finding dinner. And I'll catch you later. I'll be late after you, K8BB.
Okie dokie. I think I'm going to pick one of these places here and go for it. So, all right. We'll talk to you a little later. WAFQ.
N8CLH is monitoring.
This is K8EPL Mobile.
NACLH.
You've got some sort of ANI on your transmissions. Got to get that turned off.
This is NACLH. Sorry, I was testing an HT, still trying to figure it out.
Are you on a different radio now? Because you seem to be much louder. And it's good, in a good way.
Yeah, I'm using my mobile, my base radio. Initially I just got a VTech UV Pro and trying to figure out these different functions. So I apologize for that data transmission at the end of it.
Yeah, it's one of my biggest complaints about some of these new radios. They got beeps and buzzes and ANI squawks and stuff. It's like, why don't they just leave all that stuff off by default? If somebody wants it, they can go find it, right? But so often a guy gets a new radio and that crap's on, and now you got to go spend 20 minutes figuring out how to turn that darn crap off.
Yeah, I hear you. I bought it for those functions, like the APRS and stuff, but I bet it's probably best to do that simplex, for if I'm out hiking in the woods or whatever. But yeah, it definitely can be annoying, especially if other people aren't wanting to listen to it or use that function. So, but yeah, sorry about that. This is an N8CLH.
No problem. It's taken care of now, but yep, yeah, APRS, good stuff. There's absolutely should be hearing that. Of course, there's none of that running here, so, but where it's appropriate, absolutely. All right, anyhow, if there's anything else you needed to check or wanted to check, let me know. Otherwise, we'll get back to it here. Name here is Sean, call is W8FU, and F yours.
Hey, Sean, my name is Wade. I actually think we talked before. You told me about your website, the Who Cares Radio.
not mine, but it's a group that I spend most of my amateur time with. Yes, a lot of really good information there about all sorts of stuff. So pretty much if it's topical right now, Dave is taking the time to put something on there. Wet your whistle in some way or another. But there you go.
All right, well, thank you. Whenever you got more time, you sound like you're a little busy. I was curious about all that mesh-tastic stuff. But, yeah, I could wait till another time. NHCLH.
Well, I can do this. You know, we were all pretty wound up on it a while back, and then it all went dormant for a long time. Then we got all wound up on it again, and then it all went dormant. You know, because it can be very frustrating, and it's not dead, but it's in one of those low periods right now. There's a new thing called mesh. I don't know. Mesheroni. I don't know what the new one is. I forget. I'm sure somebody can chime in here and tell you. But the guys have been experimenting with that. I've got some nodes coming for some high deployments. And that are going to be by, I think those are going to have to remain standard mesh-tastic. Knowing that we're in a lull period, and we'll probably get back playing with it, but the whole thing can be somewhat frustrating. That's probably the most important thing to know. If you do it for just to learn, but keep your expectations in check because you know it's not that it's not that easy to you know make the connections that you need that you want to make generally.
Well, thanks. That clears that up. I'm frustrated enough with figuring out all these functions with this new radio, so I think I'll leave that mesh-tastic stuff alone then.
Yeah, I was a little late to the party. I wasn't seeing it, and then I looked at the cost of the little Helltech V3s and some other stuff, and I thought, well, these are cheap enough to dabble with, so I got a couple, and we had a little modest success with it, but, you know, we were still counting on the Internet, which is kind of defeating the purpose, and it gets frustrating to do that. And so, you know, it's just, like I said, it can be frustrating because, you know, you think you're going to do this or you're going to do that with it, and you know, chances are what you think you're going to do with it, it's not going to happen. You'll see, depending on where you live, you'll see people, you know, in and around you, and you may even exchange some information with them, and then if you enable this MQTT thing, you know, you'll be able to utilize the Internet. But then it's kind of defeating the purpose, right? It's supposed to be a decentralized, you know, it doesn't count on its own network. So, you know, I think it's going to continue to just go in spurts and plug along, and maybe eventually there'll be enough stuff out there dabbling around. Because I leave mine on. They're all on. I haven't checked in on them in so long. It's not funny. So who knows? Maybe there's, you know, new paths being formed. It's hard to say. But I wouldn't recommend it necessarily unless it's just something you just want to learn about for your own benefit. You know, then sure, why not? You may find something a year from now and you say, oh yeah, I monkeyed with that. Glad I know about it.
Yeah, one of those, I think I like the idea of it, you know, not having to rely on internet and such, or cell service, or whatever else. The networking idea of RF I thought was pretty cool. And the not needing a license to operate on those frequencies for others, you know, for those family members that don't want to get a ham license or what have you. Sorry, I'm still playing with this HT. It's weird. I'm monitoring this repeater on the HT, and It's got no receive coming in. I'm not sure what's up with that. I was having the same issue a couple days ago with this. So I thought it would be an awesome, lesser than expensive than my FT5D, but I don't know.
Which repeater are you currently working?
The West Bloomfield, but I was having the same issue with other repeaters as well. I would have my another radio listening in and this HT listening, and it'll be in and out or just non-existent.
So you're very solid into the West Bloomfield, so, but I forget where he's at on that. He's having a little trouble with the PA, and I forget whether he's got that resolved fully or not. So it, at least for some time, and I'm not sure if it continues right now, you might be getting into it real good, but you wouldn't be hearing it real good. So it could be bad depending on where you're at. Could be a PL thing. If it's coming in sometimes, then it's probably not a wrong PL. But if it's never coming in on receive, you could have a improper PL set on the receive side. You know, I guess. Squelch could be set too high. Can't think of much else. Or you flat out have a problem with the receiver. Can't rule that out, I guess. Is it working properly anywhere? Or is it pretty much giving you trouble everywhere on receive?
Yeah, pretty much everywhere. I tried different spots in the house or outside. I walked the dogs around the block, and I was listening to the net on the Hazel Park repeater. I had it to listen to it, but it never came in walking around the block. So I could pick it up on my other HT, so. But yeah, every repeater has been having the same issues.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking of the, if we rule out a problem with the radio, if there's a receive sensitivity problem or whatnot, I'd rule out the antenna because that would affect both receive and transmit. You're getting in really, really well. I mean, unless you're right underneath it, but then you would be hearing it, right? So if we rule that out, you could, and if we rule out a defective, something wrong with the receiver, then things that can be wrong are you could have the wrong PL set on receive. You could have it squelched way too high. You could have it programmed for simplex on the input. Never thought about that. That would cause an intermittent receive because you'd only hear when people are close enough to you. You'd only hear them. That's a possibility. Sure, you got them in there, with the proper plus 5 offset and all that good stuff. Well, it'd be for Hazel Park, it would be a minus 600. But you'd have to, you could be programmed up simplex on the input. That would account for it. Other than that, I can't think of anything offhand that would be across the board like that.
Yeah, I got the squelch as a 2, and I double-checked all of the, I'm working on double-checking all of the proper offsets and pole tones, but so far it looks right, but I'll keep looking into it. I appreciate your input. Sometimes people look over things, and that could be happening now, or like you said, the receiver's just bad. I just got this Wednesday, I believe. So, but according to different Facebook groups, it sounds like the VTech UV Pro and the Vero N76 has been having issues with receive. I don't know.
Well, there's that too. Well, good luck.
There might be some guys on here that are quite familiar with that radio. I am not, so I really, I'm of limited help. I can just give you the standard, the usual suspects. But there may be others much more intimate with that radio that might be able to help you out. So if they're listening, chime in. If not, maybe give a call out a little later and see if somebody's there. But it's called the VTech Pro. Is that what you're calling it? Because I can put out some word with the guys and say, hey, if anybody has any background with this one, jump on the 2-6. And I'll bet you there's a few guys that probably have them. You name it, they've bought it and played with it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's VTech, like a Bravo Tech. UV. As in Victor Pro.
Okay, I put the call out. So you just, if anybody's got any background or experience with those, perhaps they'll jump in. Okay, I will let you get to it and see if you can get it figured out. Name here is Sean again. Just to double down on that, and I'm gonna get to dinner plans. This is W8FU.
Hey, Sean. My name is Wade, and QTH is in Redford. I really appreciate your help and killing my curiosities. W8FU, this is N8CLH, 73.
Good evening, 1800 hours.
KF8.
Mostly sunny.
DRC,
37 degrees.
Guess not. I'll try back later. Nothing heard from KF8 DRC. This is W8 EAP.
Radio set, KA8UGQ.
KA8UJQ, I think it was. Audio's a little bit light. I'm going to talk a little bit closer. You got a little bit of background noise. Other than that, you're in there solid.
Thank you for the report. I did move up on it. I'm just using the HT. I will attach the mic here shortly, but I'm switching the mobile antenna from one car to the next. Just wanted to make sure I did it correctly. Go ahead. And it is Kilo Alpha 8 Uniform Golf Quebec.
K88UGK. Okay. Where are you, by the way?
I'm up in Waterford, not too far from M59, right off Pontiac Lake Road. And actually, I'm indoors right now. I just put the antenna set up together, so the mobile antenna's hanging off the edge of a desk drawer. But getting ready to walk outside and put it back in the truck.
Yeah, Waterford. Are you on the, which repeater are you on, DOT 500?
QSL, I've been linked up in quite a few different areas. So yeah, I'm on DOT 500 out of West Bloomfield. Call again here is KA8 Uniform Golf Quebec, UGQ. Go ahead.
KA8 UGQ, okay. Yes, I figured you'd be a little too far from the Warren. I'm in the, talking on the Warren repeater. Call here is W8. Echo Alpha Papa, W8EAP, and we're in Shelby Township.
Hit the wrong button there. Name here is Mark, Mike Alpha Romeo Kilo, and just got back on the air last October after about 35 years off. Started playing with the handy talkies, been on HF mostly these days, but wanted to jump back in now that the weather is nice enough to leave a rig in the car. So anyway, back to you. Missed the name, and don't have my laptop opened up, so can't look you up on QRZ. This is KA8UGQ.
Yeah, first name here is Eric Echo Romeo India Charlie. It's Shelby Township. And Yeah, a lot of us out here got our ham licenses and like around 1990, then we were off. You know, we're active for about 10 years, then we were off for about 15 or 20 years, and we got back on in, I think, 2021 or 2020, 2021, I start getting back out there, and I'm like, you know what, with these, it's some pretty good little walkie-talkies on, you know, for $30, you know, wow, last time I bought an HD, it was $350. So, yeah, I'm just kind of amazed how inexpensive radios are, so... Got back into it, as did several of us out here. So, don't do any HF right now because I'm in a condo. Can't put up an antenna, so I use basically UHF, VHF.
Very good, Eric. Caught all of that. I just switched over to the handheld mic. This license here was 1969. Novice expired out in 2 years, picked up another one in 84. As a general, last February when I finally did the upgrade to extra, but was active up until about early 90s, and then was off until last October when my wife said, buy some gear, so, you know, I don't ever want to disagree with her. So at any rate, I'm so shocked too. I kind of went hog wild on this. I've got a dual bander that'll do all the stuff that my incredibly expensive Icon 282 did back in the day. Anyway, back to you, KAA-UGQ.
Hey. Yeah, your audio's about the same as it was. Didn't really change much. Which HT exactly did you get? There's a few hot ones out there that are a little bit hotter because you can put aftermarket firmware in them and make them do... A little bit into the shortwave bands, aircraft receive, automatic frequency capture, all kinds of good stuff, goodies, FM radio. So which HT did you blow that $20 on?
Well, the $20 one's a Baofeng. This is the GT5R, or it is. That's not what I'm on. And that one is supposedly their... Strictly ham band, dual band radio with no spurious emissions out of band or the harmonics are low, so they call it FCC legal. But I'm currently on a Recevis, which is Recevis, Quan Sheng, and a whole bunch of them all seem to share the same platform and same controls. Haven't done any of the aftermarket firmware. I think this one was about $20 also, or $18 actually. And I got them because I figure if I brick the radio, then it's a lot less painful if it's a cheapy. But, yeah, right out of the box, this thing runs 2 meters, 440, picks up aircraft, picks up the weather, both of these. And I did, you know, expand the ranges by getting in and making one slight change in the menu. But, again, it's amazing what these little guys will do. And I have one Baofeng, which is a tri-bander, which I did use on an outdoor antenna. I've got my old 2-meter Ringo Ranger up from many years ago. I've got a J-pole on the way for 2 meters and 440. Anyway, I'm not sure if this one times out, so I'm going to turn it back to you, W-A-E-A-T, K-A-A-E-G-Q.
Yeah, very good. The Redivis I have about 35 HTs, just like a lot of us out here, except for Sean. He has like a couple Motorolas. But all of us other people have about 25 to 35 different ones. When they come out, you just buy them. You know, it's entertainment, $20. Now, which Redivis is that? Is that the RA-79? By the way,
I would have to look it up. I mean, I totally concur with your idea there as far as I see a new one come out and I was ready to jump on it. I had to choke myself off at four, though. I had actually bought a pair of Redivis, I pronounced it Redivis, but Redivis state waters that were tri-bands, and then it came back to, you know, I can only use one radio at a time, and I did set up this one and the Tuan Sheng to also run GMRS, which I went ahead and got that license once I learned about it, did my renewal on mine, and a buddy of mine told me about that, and so I thought, well, I'm in the site, let's just go ahead and get it. But I'll have to try to remember what the number is, but it's one of the platforms that's really pretty common, where you get like five or six receive bands and two transmit bands, and it will take firmware updates. I did actually learn how to program using Chirp, because I put all the different repeaters in this thing. So I was on a big learning curve, and then I went back onto my ICOM 7300 to play around with that. So I'm just back on it today for the first time in probably a month and a half. Anyway, back to you, K-A-8-U-G-Q.
K-A-8-U-G-Q, this is W-8-E-A-P. There are actually eight or nine exact clones of the UVK5, the Quan Chang one. No, I have the original one, then I have the K6 model, which looks a little bit better, has a little bit of improved speaker, but the RA79 is an exact copy of the UVK5. You can't tell them apart unless you look at the label.
And that did trigger the brain cells. I'm pretty sure this is an RA79 as well, because my Quan Chang is the K6/88. I got another one which is supposed to be the prior version. Different forums are saying, oh, it's better because it's different now. Then I get both of them side by side. And it's like, no, there's no difference. And that one had a problem with the emergency tone and jack light function. If you enabled it, then it wouldn't shut off. So I sent that one back right away. But easy to see how one can accumulate a large number of these, because for the price, it's like, oh, what the heck, I'll snag another one and it'll give me something to play with. And if I mess something up, well, not out too much then. Anyway, back to you, Eric.
Yeah, we look for deals that come out. One of the cleanest transmitting Chinese HTs, and actually QRZ Magazine was giving them out to new hams under their own name, is the TYT-UV88. Extremely clean. Way better than FCC specs. And there's a clone of it called the Redivis RT85, God, my, so many different numbers. I think it's the RT85. Well, they had this crazy, crazy, ridiculous deal at Amazon. You get two of them for $20, $10 a piece, a two-pack RT85s. A lot of guys use those on the duplex All-Star nose because they have such great receive. We get together at Stony Creek. We had a walkie-talkie shootout, and that UV88 or RT85, whichever you like, easily won, easily blew away all the other walkie-talkies when it comes to spurious and, what do they call that, desensing, like keying up another radio next to it.
Interesting. Give me just one sec. I'm actually going to leave the room and get out on the front porch real quick. It's the one thing, I'm still in my coat and I'm boiling now. K-A-U-G-Q. Okay, this is better. Is that deal still going on?
No, I think our club, or the guys I chum around with, I think we bought them all. As I bought eight pairs, I think. I think I gave away a couple, three pairs, and I lost a couple. I found them in the trunk of my car, you know, bouncing around, but I got a couple left. RT85. I think there's still on sale, but they're probably $30 a pair now, maybe $40 a pair. Anyhow, they're less than $20. They don't have a lot of bells and whistles. They don't have aircraft. You can't. There's no like hack firmware for them. But you want the best sounding receive audio and the cleanest emission. That's probably the best one out of the Chinese ones that we know of. So look at Redivis RT85. They're also sold as the originals, TYT-UV88.
Well, unfortunately, it seems like I live on Amazon these days, buying a lot of the little odds and ends for my big antennas, too, because, you know, you need patch cables and coax and things like that. Guys will say, oh, well, you know, you got to get the highest quality possible. I've had no issues with this stuff. It comes in the door. I home check it. It looks good. And last weekend, I got my 155-foot long wire dialed in. I picked up an ST18 for POTA. I haven't been out yet. Again, I'm all new to this. But I was on 10 meters working into Europe with 6 watts, no problem. And it was a lot of stuff I picked up off of Amazon. But I'm going to take a look around for that RT85. I don't really need all the bells and whistles. It's nice to have, but as long as I get a decent dual bander out of it for that kind of money, I'm good to go. So back to you, Eric.
Yeah, there's the RT85, the UV88, and I had them all written down with different versions. I think, and it's the QRZ1, but that's the one they gave away for free. I think there's a couple other ones out there. There's a GMRS-only firmware locked, tight as a drum version called the Radiodity, I forgot the name of it. There's a Radiodity GMRS HT. It's the same one, but it's completely locked down. Now what you want to look for is whichever one's on sale and check the batteries. Some sellers, some versions have a USB-C charging port on the battery. That's probably something you want. You know, it's worth $5 extra just to get the USB-C charging port. Also too, if it doesn't have the USB-C charging port, you can get the replacement batteries. I should get on Amazon and give you the numbers here. But all the batteries between those four models I just mentioned are all interchangeable. And the Radiodity battery that they sell has a USB port on the bottom. So you can order the batteries for that radio, and it'll fit right on the other two I mentioned. But let me get on Amazon here and give you the correct numbers.
Radiodity GMRS HD pair that they were marketing for like $60. GMRS only. It would receive on other channels, and it had like 1,000 memories in it. And I started looking at this growing accumulation and thought, you know what, I don't need all of this. I've got the Quan Shang and Redivis set up for GMRS if I need it. But otherwise, I just need the ham stuff, and, you know, I'm ready. But, you know, not to say I wouldn't pick something up again if it wasn't a good deal. And I do believe the Radiodities did have the USB-C charging on them. They really were nice radios and hard to beat for $30 a piece. But, again, I kind of went to town when I got back into the hobby here. And I've accumulated a fair amount of gear in a short time, so I'm trying to restrain myself periodically. KA8UGQ.
Yeah, I left a little gap in there. Yeah, the radio is Radiodity GM30. GM30, and I see one on here for $22. See a two-pack for $42 with a USB-C charger. I wouldn't recommend that radio. I think the RT85 and the UV88 just works a little bit better because of the different firmware on it. But let me take a look on that. Oh, another thing. The Bofang GM15s are the exact same radio as the Radiodity GM30, the same radio. And the most important reason why I didn't like them, because they're not jerk compatible. That's pretty important. I'm sure it's important to you, but it's not that important to me. But a lot of people don't like those radios because they're, you know, well, they come pre-programmed for GMRS. It really don't matter, but they're not chirp compatible for anything else.
Well, once I learned how to use chirp, it was genius. So, and I know whether the bad ones is that they can program these radios for the areas that I typically get into. But, yeah, I'm going to take a look at that RT85. I am intrigued. But, you know, this is the RA79. I think you were right on that. And, you know, it does a good enough job for me just to have a little mobile in the car here and be able to hit some of the local repeaters. When I was hooked up to the Ringo with the same radio, I was getting down into the, I think it was the Washtenaw repeater, Ann Arbor area, down by 94 and M14. I can't remember exactly, but that's a pretty good range for the kind of power level it runs. But I have to wrap things up here. I'm still trying to do some things out of doors while we got some sunlight, and the weather's actually becoming nice. So anyway, back to you, Eric, on a final EAP-KAA-UGQ.
Yeah, okay. I think your name, you said your name was Mark, I believe. Yeah, they have a two-pack for $40, so they're $20 a piece, but not too bad. I think they come with, I don't know, I can't see if it has the batteries or the USB-C, but anywho, very good. Okay, well, if you have any questions about any of these radios, like I said, between me and Dave and a few other guys, Captain Don, we call him Captain Don. It's not a CB handle, it's just, that's his nickname. We have just about every HT that's out there. And, Amazon or eBay or AliExpress. But very good. Well, we'll catch you later. Then nice talking to you. Nice meeting you. KA8UGQ. This is W8EAP73s.
Meeting you today as well. Thanks again for the call back and the report. This is KA8UGQ clear.
This is
WT8X. A little bit scratchy. Is that WT8X?
It is I trying to make it from Kimball. The repeater sounds a little scratchy for me too. It might get better right now. I'm going over an overpass.
Yeah, it's about the same. Which, you in a 2.6 or Romeo, or which one? I'm not sure.
I am coming in on the Richmond repeater. And it says I can't reach it from home because of the water tower, but notice lately it's been a little scratchy around the house too, where it's super clear. I don't know if this is for Lancer and like down the
Yeah, you're coming in a little bit weaker. You're just barely in there now.
All right. I'll check the antenna then. I guess I will talk to you. I don't want to be too bad into it. But it's always good.
Yeah, you got to get yourself in the Goya. Or a Comet 2x4. Anyhow, I'll catch you later, Aaron. W8EAP.
That's what I got is the Comet 2x4, and I don't know, the performance of it just hasn't been what I expected. I think I'm going to order one of their other Comets that are dual band, but not the 2x4, because I've heard they're a little bit better. I don't know, we'll try it one.
Hello? It looks like the repeater was rebooted there. Give it a minute to come back. copy on WT8X. W8EAB.
Evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 34 degrees.
Dubsha, a fancy underpants. Well, did you have a fancy steak for dinner, or did you have a Butterburger ground-up steak from Culver's? Inquiring minds want to know. W-A-R-C-Y. I didn't have anything yet. I am currently rolling to Young's to get some Chinese. Is it me because I use DoorDash, or has their prices gone up? They're charging $3 an egg roll. One egg roll, $3. And other places I can get two for less than $3. Well, I don't normally buy egg rolls, but today I did. First time in a very long time. And it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was 2 1/4. So I don't know. Okay. The rest, I mean, when I order dinner or something like that, those are still pretty, you know, a quart of lo mein is still the same price. But it's just, I noticed the soup went up, and I noticed the egg rolls went up. But like I say, when I order a dinner, a quart-sized container of lo mein, you get two, sometimes three meals out of that. That's still pretty much the same, you know, 19, 20 bucks, whatever, and so on and so forth. Okay. Thanks for letting me know. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't have a frame of reference. I suppose I'd have to go back several orders to find the last time I bought a egg roll from them. But today's, I'm virtually positive it was 2 1/4. So maybe it's a DoorDash upcharge. Who knows? And I've gotten soup there several times. I usually get a quart because Andrea and I both like it. And I haven't paid attention to what the cost is on that, whether it's gone up or down. So I guess all I can say is I don't know. And I'm only ordering a main course for me today. She only wanted soup. So I couldn't tell you if I've noticed the... Usually we both get an entree and... Sometimes we'll get soup with that, sometimes we won't. And I wouldn't know if that went up, but we're off the ranch this time, not ordering our normal, like we normally do, so not a good day to figure it out. Which I just went by your place, and then have you been yet to this Cluckin' Hot Chicks, this chicken joint in the one of the little strip malls in front of the old mall? You been to that one yet? Okay, on Young's and DoorDash, I do save my receipts and check the prices. That's why I noticed the up price in some of that stuff. As far as the hot chicks, Cluckin' Hot Chicks, no, I have not. I have to watch my intake of chicken because it's too much protein, and protein messes up my eyesight. And I don't feel like going through eye surgery in about another 5 years, so I've cut back on chicken.
No problem. I understand. Well, I just was going to say, if you ever do like the chicken sandwiches, you know, with the slaw and the hot sauce and all that, and you can get them in all varying different temperatures. You can get it from mild all the way up to wild. But they're pretty good. But if you're not... doing that normally, I get it. Oh man, why did they got me curious? If I weren't driving, I'd check if my order's not ready. And there's my second choice. I was very close to coming right here. Tellway. I was going to go to the Tellway. Get myself some. I don't know if I'd get burgers or if I'd get the conies. But alas, I changed my mind. This is probably better for me.
I would say it was about 2 weeks ago that they finally opened up the actual seating inside Tellway again for the first time in, you know, probably since COVID. You can now go in there and have a sit-down meal. So that's become pretty popular in the area, you know, the senior citizens and stuff that I have around here that go over to Tellway a lot, or White Castle or any of these other hamburger places, even down to Braves some people go. But yeah, the announcement was made that the dining facilities at Tellway are now open, so
that's a good thing. I might have to go back there this summer.
Let me know when you want to do it. I'll go with you. I wouldn't mind. I haven't eaten in there in forever, and that even predates them closing down the dining room. Yeah, I was last time I was there, they were saying they were getting real close to opening it up, and I just drove by it, and I didn't happen to notice. I wasn't looking for it. I just was focused on all the people standing in the carry-out window area. But, yeah, I'd do that. I haven't been there, sat down at the counter in a very long time. There you go. On another cool place that you might like sometime, it's over at 14 and Campbell. Don and I went there, and he concurred. It's pretty cool. It's a little fancy, but it's pretty cool. They got good stuff. All right, anyhow, I am just pulling in here to Dungaroos. I'm going to see if my order is ready. I got my phone and go in and get it or whatnot. But I'll be, if I'm not back in a second, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Copy that. W8RQY will be sandbagging.
All righty. On the road again with my order in hand.
Well, I've had that bedroom window open all day, so I'll be sure to stand by it when you drive by and you just have the windows down on your vehicle and I can catch a whiff of some chicken or whatever you ordered and be jealous.
There you go. I am, no, I've never been here. I've got to go here sometime. Royal Coney Express. I'll try that place one of these days. Over here. Between Campbell, really right off of Campbell, but kind of between Campbell and 75 here on 11. So many places, so little time. And I did verify, I looked at my receipt, $2.25 on the egg roll, so if you're getting charged $3, you better take it up with DoorDash and say, shame on you, bad DoorDash.
And that's one individual egg roll, correct?
Yeah, they have egg rolls, $2.25 a piece. It's the only ones on the menu because I remember they were shrimp and I was looking to see if they had chicken or pork and they didn't anywhere else. They had shrimp egg rolls, one each, $2.25. And then they have spring rolls, 2 for $3.
Yeah, I usually, like I say, when I order, whether I order from Young's or anybody else, I get an egg roll with the dinner, and then I order at least two more. But like I said, when I first started ordering Chinese food out here from like Lim's at 14 and Ryan, I would get two for like $2, and now they're like two for almost $3, but you get two. And then the other day, like I said, when I ordered from Young's, some lo mein. It didn't come with an egg roll, so I ordered two egg rolls. They were $3 a piece, and I'm going like, what the what? Now, granted, I can get discounts and stuff like that to knock, you know, $10 off of an order when my orders are like $20, $25 worth of food. And again, my meals are, you know, spread over a couple of days. But like I said, I noticed that the egg rolls went up to $3 a piece, and I go like, what the what? So I don't think it's a DoorDash thing or a Young's thing or whatever. They penalize you for using that. But it's really the only delivery service that Young's has. There is the old walk to you that I use for Lim's, but, you know, they charge so much in delivery fee, and you got to wait an extra half hour to get your food. So that's why Young's is the closest thing and works pretty good. And I've had a couple of, you know, small things out of Golden City there across the street from White Castle. They're okay if you're in a pinch and, you know, stuff like that. But, yeah, I still like Young, despite the cost.
Oh, I agree. We'll do the one right there across from White Castle's occasionally. We used to go there a lot. And then we,
wouldn't say we forgot about Young's. We just weren't going there because, you know, it's a little extra drive. And of course, that other one is right there by the house. So for a while, we were going there. But then we decided, I don't know, a couple years ago, probably been longer than that even, we said, eh, let's try Young's again. And, oh, yeah, they're open. Still got a bunch of trays stacked up in there, but looks like most of the counter is open and some of the window seats, so we'll have to put that on the list of things to do. But anyhow, yeah, back to the we went to Young's a few years back, maybe more, and said, man, I forgot how good they are. They're just so much better. And we've done the Limbs a couple of times recently. We've gone up there, and they're okay too. I like them probably a little better than the Golden Palace or whatever the heck it is right there. They're pretty similar, but Young's is just, to me, a notch above, so Young's it is.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember it, you know, back in the day when I first was out in Oakland County, or I moved out to Oakland County from Macomb County. That was the place to go to. And then right there is Chicken Shack if you want a good chicken meal and so on and so forth. But that's like, I remember a while back when I first met you, there was somebody talking about Don't Cook Tonight called Chicken Delight. And I found an ad from the Chicken Delight that was on Harper just south of 11 Mile back when I graduated from high school. And boy, that brought back memories. And the ad was, you know, the old PR phone number, doing ads, letters instead of all numbers and everything else. So, yeah, I'm showing my age, but, yeah, those were the places. Your chicken dinner was between two, like, Chinette hard paper plates and wrapped in newspaper and so on and so forth. All right, I'm not going to make myself any older than what I am. I will let you get home with dinner, and we'll catch up with you. And I sent you a text if you get a chance to answer. What was the thing that had me laughing in the car this morning about the thing there? Well, you'll read the message, you'll know what it was, and I totally lost. I blanked out why, because I was probably laughing so hard I blanked out what it was that you said. So if you get a chance to respond to that tonight or tomorrow or whenever, that'll be fine. Enjoy your evening. We'll catch up with you later. W8RCY, and I won't sign off again.
Okay, well, I'm driving by right now. Just got through the light at Parkview. See if I can get through the light. Nope, I got stuck at the light at the Madison Solberg or whatever the heck it is. So I'm sitting here. So more time for the food aromas to waft up there. And I was going to bring up before you cut there. I was kind of about when I used to be a tenant Harper when I worked there all through the 90s. Used to really like Wong's, but I haven't been there in a very, very long time. That's probably changed ownership. Who knows? But I have not been there in, oh my God, 30 years. All right, anyhow, you signed, so I guess that's it. I know you're champing the bit. Should I answer? Should I talk about Wong's? Or do I stay true to my eye sign? See, you got a dilemma now because you cut the conversation off. What do I do?
I'll give you a free pass as long as I get a free pass on this one. Yeah, Wong's is still a good business. Whenever I'm in St. Clair Shores, once every 6 weeks on business, I go buy it. And there's not a lot of people there at lunch. But I know it's open up and staying pretty busy at dinner time, so that's still there. But when I was in the Shores, I would go up to Kim Lane's on Harper, halfway between 13 and Masonic on the east side of the street, and Kim Lane's is still there. It was sold, and then the owners took it back in order to keep the people they sold it to afloat. And then now they're probably, them being older than me, they probably are all retired or unfortunately
clear.
Become a past. But good
night,
still there. But that was my go-to place in the 80s. So that's about it. All right, W8RCY, I'm done. We'll catch up with you later. Have a good night.
And I am about 200 yards from the drive, so just turned down my street. This has been a double UAFU production.
KS8BOT listening.
CFA BLT NIWGF.
How are you doing tonight, sir? This is Eric from Holly.
Oh, hello there, Eric. Yeah, I'm in Detroit here. I know this repeater is sort of linked up to a copy machines here. Sound like with your call sign, it sounds like you were fairly new there. Am I correct, phone?
Yep, got my technician last June and my general back in November. So, pretty darn new still.
Roger. Well, that's good. Oh, man, I can go way back. I remember when it used to be the KB8, KC8, KD8, and then KE8, and now it's KF8. Long time there, Roger.
Good copy there. Yeah. Been waiting to see when they come out with the KG. But, yep, I've just been enjoying myself so far.
Roger. Okay, well, if you mind me asking, what sort of equipment do you have so far?
Well, my truck I've got, I'm running a Yaesu STM-400. And for UHF, VHF, and then at the house I've got another of the same radio, and then for the HF side I've got a Yaesu FTDX-10.
Roger. Okay, what dipole or antenna you got for HF? What you got up?
I've got a 7-band. It's a fan dipole. Looks kind of like the old clotheslines that are kind of square looking, but it's at 40 feet, and then I've got my VHF, UHF at 50 feet.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, it's sound like they really got it going on over there. I guess I'm not too bad. I got a dipole to cover 10-80. And then I got a rotary dipole antenna that covers 6, 10, 15, 20, and 40. And I got a 6-meter horizontal beam, 3-element. Let's see. And a dual band quad beam, 16-element beam there. 8 on VHF, 8 on UHF. And, yeah, tell me, what band you like the best?
You know, I spend a lot of time on here, especially now that it's linked up, but I enjoy both 10 meters and 40 meters. I don't have 60 or 80 yet. The problem I run into is the way my backyard is set up. I've got two sets of power lines that kind of go diagonally across, so I can't really put an actual long regular dipole out there, so I'm going to be putting in, I think, some form of a vertical to let me do 80 and just put a lot of the ground radials on it, but I'm not sure. KF8BOT.
All right, KF8BOT, NHWJL. Well, all right. Yep. I'm also a general, but, you know, I don't know, I'm having so much fun. When I went from tech to general, I should have continued while I was in the studying mode, but I just having so much fun being a general, you know, like you said, and getting on all these different bands. And I like my 2-meter 440 beam there, because I get into different places like was what that place must be. I get into I can get into Grand Rapids, Michigan, Akron, Ohio, Ludington, Ludington, Michigan, Cincinnati, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, all around there when the fan opens up there. Roger.
Roger, roger. What kind of equipment are you running for your UHF, VHF?
Oh, I got a... I'm talking on this 2 meter, I'm talking on this Yaesu 991A, and it covers HF all the way up to 440 and sideband and all kind of mobile here. Are you familiar with that one?
Yep, I actually really looked at that before I got one of the Thanksgiving Day sales or Black Friday sales on the Yaesu that I bought.
Is your Yaesu also digital?
I haven't gotten on the that part of it yet. I'm still getting everything completely figured out on the rest, and I haven't quite got to the digital part yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, that's one of the most easiest digital to work is Fusion there. I do have a D-Star radio in my Blazer, and I got a portable 868 DMR radio, Anytone, and I have a thumb drive that plugs up in the computer that'll give me D-Star, DMR, and Fusion, and I forget that it's got one other mode there. So I got a lot of places I could use it. And I'm usually on Echolink a lot too there, Roger.
This radio will do Echolink and, or not Echolink, but Fusion. But I've been having a lot of issues trying to set it up. But it also doesn't help that I don't have a Fusion repeater real close to me. There's one up in Flint, but that's about as close a one as I can get to.
Okay, well, where are you? Where are you located?
In Holly, I'm about 15, 20 minutes south of Flint.
Holly. And it seemed like it would have a Fusion up there, too. They got Fusion all over the place now. When I first started, it didn't have many, but I'm surprised. Well, you can always get an open spot, a hot spot, one of them open spots that put you on all those digitals there, Roger.
Yep, that is exactly what my plan is.
That's a lot of fun. When I go to Dayton, I'm always talking to my friends here up in the Detroit area. I can talk to them all the way down to Dayton as long as I got Wi-Fi or something there. It's pretty cool. And this ham radio has came a long ways there, Roger.
Yeah, I used to listen. My dad had an old Hammerland just receiver, and I used to listen to that when I was growing up. And yeah, I love everything involved on this so far. There's just so much to learn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a very interesting hobby there, huh? Well, you know, when I got in there, it had so many hams, and 440 wasn't all that popular, 2 meters, and so many people on 2 meters that I had to save my call time fast to get in between people there. But now it's opened up, you know. We got people on 6 meters. We got a 6 meter repeater down here in Detroit, you know, and we got all kind of 2 meters and 440 repeaters, so, and 220. So it's all good there, Roger.
Sorry about that. Was ordering some takeout because I just got back from a benefits outreach. I work at the Great Lakes National Cemetery up in Holly, so getting some late dinner.
Yeah, Roger. Let me see, Holly. I think I can hear. Don't y'all have a repeater up there on 146? Let me see. 146. 680. Don't you have a machine up there on that frequency?
I know we did. I think it might be offline.
I'm going to have to check because I know it's got Echolink. Well, it had Echolink on there if it's not up. So, yeah, okay. Have you tried Echolink?
Yep, I was using Echolink before I actually picked up the radios and just to get kind of used to it and everything.
Okay, yeah, so nice. If you don't have if you can't put up no antennas and all that kind of stuff, it does come in handy. And I used my Echolink when I was over in the Philippines talking back here. I got on the Clarkson machine and General Motors and all that kind of stuff when I was over there. It's pretty neat. But I had to wait until I was the Philippines is 12, Manila is about 12 hours ahead of us. So I had to wait way up in the night to get somebody in the daytime here there, Roger.
Roger. Yeah, a friend of mine lives in New Zealand, and her next-door neighbor is a ham, so I've chatted with him on Echolink a couple times on their local repeater, and that was pretty cool. Roger.
What's his name? I know somebody in New Zealand.
Douglas Harris.
Okay. I'm going to... My friend, his name is Joe, I'm going to have to ask him, does he know Douglas Harris down there? Yeah, he comes on every now and then, he connects to me on Echolink, and then sometimes if I'm not on Echolink, he's just on the Oak Park machine down here on 146640, always connect with me there, so. Yep, it's all good there, yeah. but you gotta get that, one of my antennas up in the air, 2 meter 440 or something there, and get on fusion there. I'm sure you could, if you had your base antenna like me, man, you could probably get on some kind of fusion repeater up there.
I am hoping to, but like I said, I'm also going to grab one of those open spots and do some playing with that and look at BMR also. Right now I'm still in studying mode because I want to get my, kind of like you were talking about, I want to get my extra before I, before life gets caught back up again. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, well, that's I got to jump. I got to do like you. I got one more hoop to jump through, get that extra. But I'm not in a hurry because I mean, in general, you can talk on all the bands. There's a certain parts of the bands is only used for extra. And so, I'm having fun with just having general. Go ahead.
Very much so. Yeah, I need to figure out how to get that antenna up for 80 meters. I've been looking at a couple just verticals for it and then trying to figure out how to get my ground radials put in. But I've got kind of a weird shaped yard. But yeah, that's where I'm at on it. KF8BOT.
Alright, KF8BOT, NAWJL. Yeah, well. Yeah, you gotta kind of, you gotta sort of visualize, I guess, how you might want to put up something there. I'm sure you'll come up with something. You just got to think about it there. Like, see, I ran my dipole from my tree in the backyard all the way up to the front of my house where the chimney is, and I do pretty good on 80 meters. 10 meters, the only thing is, well, 160 meters, I guess it's not long enough for that. But at least I can listen to the guys up on 160 meters, but I can't really much talk up there. And I got to get an amplifier, but those amplifiers are so expensive. Whew. I plan on going to Dayton. I always go to Dayton just about every year. Just, before I even became a ham, I had friends with ham operators. I used to go down there with them. So go down there and see if I could find a good deal on a good amplifier there for HF.
I am hoping to go to Dayton for my first time this year. A couple of the guys that I talk to up here all the time, they go every year. And it just, between the videos I've seen and walking around, I think that would just be kind of great, just being with that many other radio operators, and be a little bit dangerous on my wallet, though, I think. But it'd be a good time. Roger.
Yeah, you gotta watch that, cause man, you'll see a whole lot of things you wanna buy down there. No doubt about it. Yeah, it's like a kid in a candy store, man. Well, ham operator go to Dayton, but I remember a time when they didn't have cell phones, and every mother, father, sister, brother had an HT. You know, they had an HT, I remember my old girlfriend, she went with me one year, and I told her, I wrote down my call sign and the frequency that I would be on, and I told her, look, if we ever get lost, just grab any ham operator with a radio, and he knows by looking at this, these numbers, he'll know what frequency I'm on, and my call sign, and the name, and all of a sudden, she disappeared. Wait a minute. Where did she go? And then about a few minutes later, some guy calling me on the radio says, it ain't WJL, Jay, are you buying this? I said, and I answered. He says, you got a young lady looking for you. She's over here by the cafeteria. And she just wanted to test it out there, Roger.
That's kind of amazing. Well, hey, sir, I am going to let you go because I am back home and I got to get inside and take care of some business because it's been a long day. It has been a pleasure. What did you say your name was?
The name is Jay, Philadelphia Yankee, and my call sign is November 8th, Whiskey Juliet Lima. I always say by the time on ATF they can't pull out my call sign, so do I say, this is November 8th, we just landed. And so now that I'm leaving, I say this is November 8th, we're just leaving.
Well, Jay, it has been a pleasure, and I look forward to the next time we chat. This is KF8, BOT, and I'm going to say 73.
73, NAWLC.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 29 degrees.
Power's out.
Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 28 degrees.